Blog Talk Radio.
Palace Spiritual Sunday. I'm your host, Lavina Polite, and with me I have Minister Arthur L. Weathersby. Minister Weathersby, welcome to the show.
Praise the Lord. God bless you, Lavina. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
Oh, God is good. I can't complain.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
I tell you, I love that song. I listen to that song more and more. I just listen to the words. We got to stop trying to be good. And just be obedient, because we ain't gonna never be good enough.
That's right. That's right. Amen to that. Would you like to open up in prayer this evening?
Amen. I'm being obedient. Amen. Amen. Gracious and eternal Father, Lord God, I come to this hour just to say thank you. Thank you for your loving kindness. Thank you for your grace and your mercy. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who have trespassed against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Gracious and eternal Father, we thank you at this time for allowing us to be in your presence on this day. Thank you for watching over us and keeping us, Father God. Thank you for being in worship with you on this day. And it's not over yet, and we're looking forward to a great time with you on this evening, Father God, here on Spiritual Sunday. We pray that you bless the callers and the listeners, oh, Father God, those that actively participate, oh, Father God, and those that participate in their own way. Father God, we pray that you bless the CEO, Rich Archibald, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Continue to give him what he stands in need of, oh, Father God. Continue to allow the vision to go forth, oh, Father God, that brings glory and honor and praise unto your name. Bless the host, Lavina Polite, Father God, as she endeavors to do the work of the Father, Heavenly Father. We pray that you continue to endow her with the strength that she needs, that she can continue to go on and do that what you've called her to do. Bless all the staff members, oh, Father God. Again, bless the listeners, the callers, oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Let us, Father God, be mindful of the things that pertain to you, oh, Father God, and let us incline our ear on this evening and hear what the Spirit has to say to us, and as we know that you speak to us continuously, Father God, and so let us be hearers of, not just hearers of the word, but let us be doers as well. We glorify you, we magnify you, we give you all the honor, the praise, and the glory, and this is just my humble prayer at this time, asking that you receive it by faith, accept it for the things that have said and anything I've left unsaid. Offer this prayer to you this day in the precious name of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, I pray, with thanksgiving in my heart. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen, amen. Well, usually we like to, you know, just start off by, you know, just catching up to, you know, what the last week into this week, and, you know, how's everything been with you?
Everything's been good. I mean, I can't complain. God is, you know, yet proving himself. I had earlier, several days ago, had gotten word that a friend of mine's daughter, young daughter, had passed away. I don't know the circumstances behind it on Tuesday, but Lord willing, I'm going to make my way up to the Bloomfield, New Jersey area to be there at the homegoing service for her. At the church there in Bloomfield Union Baptist, and I'm looking forward to just being there to be a blessing and an encouragement for my friend. And again, I found myself pondering and being concerned about this situation more so than any, because I experience deaths in relationship to siblings and parents, but I don't know. I don't have no frame of reference for the death of a child. So I'm just believing God and knowing that that he's going to come forth and do what he does. And in time, my friend will be able to understand that. It may not make sense right now, but we yet believe in God that it will happen for her.
That's right. Amen. Amen. And I just, you know, pray and hope that you are safe in your travels, you know, to going up to New Jersey, and that once you get there, you know, you are able to do, I'm going to say, do what you do best. You know,
amen.
I'm going to say,
well,
do what
God
you
be
do
the
best.
Glory. We'll do whatever the Lord will allow us to do and what he strengthens us to do. And you know, as my favorite New Testament scripture says, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me.
That's
ain't about
right.
me, but it's
amen.
All about him. And I put my faith and trust in him, and he never failed me yet.
That's right. Amen. All right, what we're going to do, we're going to go to a song, and we're going to come back and start taking some callers.
Amen.
Amen.
For some who don't understand our purpose, and may that understand our praise. We as a family in Jesus' name would like to tell you the reason why we sing. That because I'm happy. You're the reason why. name, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. For the rest of my life, Jesus, you'll be the reason why I sing.
Welcome back to GQ Power Spiritual Sunday. Minister Weathersby, you there?
Yes, I am.
All right. I want to take our first caller this evening.
Amen.
Welcome to GQ Power Spiritual Sunday. Can I have your name, please?
Praise the Lord, Martha Stevens.
Hi, Martha. How are you?
I'm blessed. How about you? How about yourself?
I'm doing pretty good. A little tired, but good.
Amen. Amen.
Would you like to share your testimony or say what you're thankful for this evening?
Well, I thank God. My family had moved. I thank God. I was kind of a little stressed out, and as I was cleaning up the old house or whatever, and I said, God, I said, we can't take all this stuff, and I had told God, I said, God, I need help, so God, please help me, you know. And, well, this drunk man came to my doorstep. It was funny, but it was a blessing at the same time. And the lady across the street helped him out, too. And he knocks on my door. He says, anything y'all don't take, I will fail. And I said, wow, okay. And now we're moving into my new house. And I thank God my brother's attitude has gotten better ever since we moved. And he's been doing a lot better. And I thank God. And I thank God for just letting me be a witness to somebody else. Yesterday, this evangelist in Richmond, Virginia, she said, I need your help. And I said, what's up? And I will help, but what's up? She said, well, this girl, her name is Kenya Coleman. She's in the mental hospital. And I said, well, what happened? She's dealing with suicidal depression. And I said, well, what do you want me to do? My brother went through the same thing. I can try to help. And so she gave me the number. And I had asked God to connect me to her. And I called the hospital and I had asked for her. She answered. I said, this is Martha. This is from the evangelist. And she said, I know. I said, I need to talk to you. And her mother wants to put in restraints. And I thank God for just letting me minister to her. And as soon as she got out the hospital, and I thank God, before she even got out the hospital, I thank God for just letting me minister to her.
Amen. Amen. Well, I'm just going to say that it's great to see that you are definitely positive. You know, congratulations on the move. And I'm happy to hear that your brother is doing better. You know, we do, some of us do remember the struggle with him as well. But I just want to say, stay encouraged. You know, definitely stay encouraged and stay positive and stay truthful. Minister Weathersby, would you like to give words of encouragement?
Amen. Well, concurring with what you're saying as well, Lavina, staying positive and staying truthful and faithful unto God, again, because without Him, we can't do a thing. And
that's
anything
right.
that we do is because of what He empowers us to do, and the Holy Spirit enables us to accomplish whatever we accomplish in the Lord. So it's a good thing to you know, to be mindful of where all our help and strength comes from, and to be continually mindful of the fact that we need to stay connected to Him, and if we want to maintain the ability to accomplish anything in the Lord for our families, for ourselves, or for anyone. We can't pray without God. We can't minister without God. We can't help or assist anyone without Him. So it's all about Him, and it's never about us.
That's right. Amen. Amen. All right, we're going to take another call. Martha, you can stay on the line with us, okay? We're going to take another caller. You can stay on the line with us. Welcome to GQ Power Spiritual Sunday. Can I have your name, please?
Oh, yeah, hi. Hello? I'm like, sometimes I get confused. Like, am I the one? Am I the next contestant? Well, this is Dee Dee.
Hi, Dee Dee.
Hey, hi. It's been a long time, huh?
Yes, we have missed you. How you been?
I know I miss you guys, too, although I see you, you know, time to time on Facebook. Wow, praise God. You know what? I want to speak on myself, but first of all, you know, to call it before me, you know, I can relate to it a little bit as far as people, places, and things. You know what I mean? For me, it's like all about awareness. You know, I got to be aware of my own self, keep my sanity together. You know what I mean? Have good people to help support whatever it is you're trying to do, pursue, or whatever it is. You know, like I always say, push.
Right.
Your surroundings, you know what I mean? The places you go. And even if it's like, oh, my God, it's what's going on. It's some type of mishap. It's an obstacle. But then I have to push through it and keep God in the midst of it. Now, as far as me, you know, I'm still in school. My last semester, I'm struggling with this math. But through it all, I must keep going anyway, you know, because I am going to university. But, you know, just understand the concept, you know what I mean, and pass or fail, just do the work. Even if I have to repeat it, I understand where my mistakes were so I can know to do it correctly for the next time. And I take, as far as that, as far as anything in life, you know, I was just thinking, you know, as I was calling, I thank God for the friends that I do have, opposed to the, you know, people I thought was friends that I had before, you know, 26, I'll be, of this month, I'll be fully 9 years clean and sober from all my ultra substance, you know, and people I thought were my friends, they really weren't. And at the same time, I was losing my mind, you know. For a brief moment, I lost sanity. I lost full flight of reality on what's real or what's not. Who do I trust? Who do I turn to? And I always knew there was of a God, but I didn't really believe at that time it worked for me in my life.
Right.
And now that, you know, I've been pushing and doing so many things, bettering myself, I know I'm not agnostic, and I've been stating that word agnostic for about a month now, because it's like moment of clarity's been seeping in more and more so that I can't be agnostic. I know I haven't been atheist, because I do know God exists, and I'm not agnostic because not only do I know God exists, I know, it's no doubt that I know God works in my life.
Yeah.
It was a situation with relationships where, you know, I've been separated since November, and it's like, oh, my God, but then, you know, only for a brief, and the most brief, but then at the same time, I had to really think that way, to feel that way, to get me closer. Stronger and closer connected to God, no matter what. It doesn't have to be a situation, oh, my God, what am I going to do? But just because I know God is always going to be there, and I'm supposed to always stand strong on my own too, can't rely on human. I must and only must rely on God of my
right.
understanding. Through
That's
the
right.
blood of Jesus, understand me?
Mm-hmm.
How
right.
my bills going to get paid? God is going to allow my bills to get paid.
Yeah,
how am I going to keep a roof over my head? God is going to always see that. How am I going to eat? Oh, I'm going to be fed.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be fed for the food of thought. I'm going to be fed of food to keep my body nourished.
Yeah.
All inside and out. As I'm sweeping my backyard, yes, that's externally, but internally, I got to keep my house clean. And that'll keep me straight on a straight arrow through the people and places and things to keep me aware, to keep my sanity uplifted, elevated, regardless of what obstacle may come my way, because I'm going to keep God first in the midst of everything I do.
That's right. That's right. I could hear it in your voice, sis. I could hear it in your voice. It's such like an uplifting feeling, like you have been through the storm, regardless of your testimony that you've had before. You know, and we know that, you know, the callers that do know, you've been through the storm and you came back, you know, through the grace of God. And, you know, now you have a little storm, you know, but you were able to pray on it and stay prayed up and just stay focused and remember who the best relationship is with. You know, it's not mankind, you know.
Right.
It's not mankind, you know. Sometimes people get caught up in if it is mankind. No, it's not mankind. There's a higher power right there. You know,
exactly.
And you got to make sure that you stay committed, you know, stay committed and stay humble, just stay focused.
Stay connected because, you know, experience is our best teacher, you know what I mean? And it must be a lesson there or there's nothing that you really learned, you know what I mean? So, you know, as I learn my lesson, I can know what not to do for the next time, but I know I can do, you know, even do it even better, you know what I mean? And that'll keep me standing even taller and stronger than ever before.
Right. Well, you know, acceptance is the first start to healing anyway. You know, accepting that there is a problem, you know.
Right.
Once you start that acceptance, then you know right there that, okay, I've accepted it. Now what am I going to do about it? You're going to pray about it, and he's going to show you the answers, and you're going to follow his lead.
Right.
I'm so proud of you. I can hear it in your voice. I can hear it in... And I remember the last time you called in and you were like, I really can't talk too much, you know.
Right.
I can't say too much, you know.
Right.
I remember. Right. And then I just hear it now. It's just so uplifting. And it's great to hear from you. It's great to hear from you. Minister Weathersby.
Amen.
Oh, thank you. I know I just keep going, right, Minister Weathersby?
Well, amen. Praise the Lord. And that's a good thing. I'm just grateful for what I'm hearing because we had a preacher come in this morning at my church and preach from 2 Corinthians, the 5th chapter and the 17th verse. And in the Amplified Bible, it says this: therefore, if any person is ingrated in Christ the Messiah, he is a new creation, a new creature altogether. The old previous moral and spiritual condition has passed away. Behold, the fresh and new has come. And he talked about the difference between understanding what salvation is and conversion.
Mm.
A lot of people don't have no problem with salvation. The conversion part is where we have a problem with for a lot of us, and that's Christians, because conversion is all about establishing a relationship with God and Jesus Christ. And when you're converted, then you don't do the things that you used to do. You know, the things that used to entice you, the things that that we used to fall prey to, that does not happen when you're converted. And and my former pastor says that when we know better, we should do better.
Right.
And that's an expectation that God places upon us. He expects us to do better once we know better, because we have, you know, what a lot of people did not have back in the day that the Bible was, before the Bible was actually put together, we have the Word. And not only we have the Word, we have the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. And I'm grateful and thankful to hear your testimony, sis, because it just lets us know the power of God that can operate in our lives when we're converted.
Yeah. Right.
When we are fully converted and into the relationship with Him. And sadly enough, like I say, we got a lot of folks running around here. They ain't got no problem claiming salvation. But all you got to do is just, you don't have to judge. You just look. And you can see that there has not been no conversion in their lives, because they're still doing the same old, same old.
Yeah. That's right. Now, I know you say DD. I'm so caught on Casey. But DD, it's a DD. Would you mind telling the listeners a little bit about your testimony in which you made a movie for?
Okay, yeah. And it's funny because I was talking to a lady at church. She just out clear blue was like, I'm a makeup artist. You know what I mean? And we got really deep in the concept of, you know, my movie is called Keeping It Real. And you can see it on YouTube. If you have a YouTube channel, my channel is 1029 Casey, that's Casey. And it's based on my life. It shows, it's like a clippings of the movie. And if you ever do see the full length of it, it's based on me, how I transitioned from smoking weed to smoking crack cocaine, you know, getting caught up with a guy at a house party. And everything just basically went downhill. The turning point was when her best friend got killed dead on arrival on the street from alcohol poisoning. And after so many obstacles, you know, it was a major thought that maybe I should change and turn my life over to the care of God. You know what I mean? And I use that word loosely because of the type of system or program that I went through. So that's the term that I use, the care of God, of my understanding, because I need to understand my own conception of God and know that God has, will, and could work in my life. Okay. If I seek thought, I will find them the correct way. You know what I mean? Because I can hear what everybody else say, but I must believe it for myself, not just based on my own experience, but really fully feel it and believe it. You know, so it's called Keeping It Real. And it's on my YouTube channel, 1029KC, C-A-S-C-Y. And it would touch you. It would make you laugh, make you cry. But it has its advantages. Yeah. It has its advantages for all. You know, like I would say at the end of my movie, if I can do it, anybody can. You know, and quickly to say that, you know, I went up to third grade, but I slid to the sixth grade. But I made a God-conscious decision to go to college summer of 2006. And today I have my associate's degree, okay. You know, and got that 2010. And I am working in my last semester. So it has its advantages for all, whether you're an addict or not. We overcome any type of addiction.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And that's a good thing, sis. That I was listening to, and you know that terminology you use. That's not a loose terminology. The care of God is where we should be, according to Proverbs 3:5-6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not unto your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He'll direct your path. That's putting our lives in the care of God. And,
right.
And that song, that Kirk Franklin song. That was a good song.
Yeah.
If his eye is on the sparrow, I know he watches over me.
Yes.
I know he watches over me, and this is why I sing. Well, you know, it's not only why we sing. It's why we are in relationship with Him. It's why we praise Him and why we glorify Him, because the Bible says He's the author and the finisher of our faith.
Yeah. Yeah. Y'all got me so teared up right now.
I'm telling when they go and they watch the clipping, and for those of you who are in the general questions forum on Facebook, I actually just put it on Facebook in that group, and I'm also about to put it on my page. So anyone that is friends with me, they're able to actually go to my Facebook page and look at it. It's definitely something that's going to have you crying. You know, you're going to be able, just from looking at the different clips, because it's clips of the movie. Once you look at the clips of the movie, you have to have an open mind, because you can't really hear people, you can't hear people talking in it. So you really have to look at it and visualize on every single clipping of it. And once you have an open mind for that, you'll see. You're going to be in tears. You're going to be in tears, because it's so touching, and it relates. It, so many different people can relate to it. That's what, you know, everyone has to understand. There's someone that's going through something similar right now, and seeing that clipping, that right there is going to let you know that you can get out of it. You know, just pray on it and just stay positive and fight. Just fight.
Yeah.
And I'm telling, once you see that clipping, Minister Weathersby, I'm going to put it on your wall too.
When you see it,
you're going to know exactly what I'm talking about.
You know, Levine, if I could say, Raquel Rosser, who played me, she played Dee Dee, she played me, she don't know anything about drugs and alcohol or the street life or that type of life that I led at all. She actually had to interview me to understand the part that she's playing and pursuing as, and she did a wonderful job. It was like, amen. Oh, my God, yes.
She did an excellent job. She did an excellent job. When I tell you, she did an excellent job. And I actually showed some of the some people on Facebook, and I put the clipping. I downloaded it to my computer, my little iPad type thing. I put it to the email and then was showing people. And everybody understood exactly what was going on without the words. That's
and you know what? You said something very profound when you said that you don't have to have a background or understanding of substance abuse or addiction because, you know, if we and the reason why I believe that everybody can understand it is because in some form or another, we all can relate on one thing that before we were saved, we were sinners saved by grace, and we were addicted to sin.
Right.
When we were walking in our former selves, those that have been born again, that was an addiction.
Right.
Because Paul said that, you know, I have a problem with myself. I find myself fighting my own self.
Right.
When I want to do the right thing, I find myself doing the wrong thing. And that's
right.
What I don't want to do, that's what I do. Oh, wretched man that I am.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That's what sin is. Sin is an
right. Wow, that's so powerful. You know, in my term, layman term, it's more, you know, we have addictive behaviors.
Yes.
We have addict in our brain, our sensory, it wants more. It wants more
that's
of it because
of the flesh. You know, those desires that we have naturally, it is an addiction. And
yes.
That's why the Bible says that flesh, that natural body of ours, that thing cannot be saved. It
right.
cannot be saved.
That's
because
right.
it's that messed up. It has that addictive behavior. We
yes.
When you're born again, every day you're fighting your flesh. You ain't
right.
fighting with the devil. You're fighting with your own self.
That's right.
Because your own self wants to do things that are contrary to God.
Right.
Right.
Right. You're absolutely right.
Right.
Absolutely right.
Wow.
Absolutely right. Casey, just stay on the line with us. We're going to go to a song real fast, and we're going to come right back, okay?
Okay.
All right. Amen. Welcome back. Welcome back to GQ Power Spiritual Sunday. Is everyone still there?
Yeah.
Amen.
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 All right, we're going to bring one more caller on. Welcome to GQ Power Spiritual Sunday. Can I have your name, please?
Mr. Faith Walker.
Hey, how you doing?
Praise the Lord. How you doing, sister?
I'm doing great. Doing great.
Amen. Amen. I'm just enjoying the broadcast this evening. Amen. And
amen.
Just wanted to share, you know, just share awesome, you know, a testimony. Amen. That God is good, and all the time God is good. And if you're going through hell, keep going. Don't stop in the middle of it. Just keep going. And you can always judge who you are in the kingdom of God by the circumstances and the situations that come up against you. You know, you can tell if you're a frontline soldier by the amount of warfare that you encounter. So all you have to do is just look at what you're going through, and then you know that you matter in the army of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
In Jesus' name. So I just want to encourage, I just feel the need that somebody need encouragement, amen. Out there in the airwaves, amen. Just stay encouraged, amen. Give the battle to God in Jesus' name.
Yes, yes. Amen. Amen. You are absolutely right. You're and I'm going to tell you this. There's a couple people that I did ask to call in this evening that definitely need to be encouraged. You know, along with myself, but I'm going to say there's a couple people that, you know, need to be encouraged. And, I'm actually going to bring one of them on right now. I know he's going to kill me, but it's all right. It's all right. I'm going to bring him on right now. Welcome to GQ Power Spiritual Sunday. Hello.
Good evening. Hello.
Good evening. Good evening.
Good evening, everybody. God bless everyone. I'm Jeremy.
Yes.
Sorry I've been MIA for a while. I'm going through a lot. And
yeah.
I want to thank Mr. If I remember his name, if I get it wrong, I apologize. Was it Walker?
Walker. Faith Walker,
okay.
The one that just spoke?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
I like that. I like that comment you made, because right now I'm in hell. Real
yeah.
Talk. I'm going through it. And Weatherby, that
yes,
comment,
yes.
His comment,
mm-hmm.
I'm in that one too. I'm all over the place. I can't stay grounded. I don't know why. Maybe there's just certain things I want to do, but I know I can't do. But it's just okay. I'm gonna keep it 100, like Miss Dee Dee said. I'm gonna keep it real, right? It's my family on my mother's side. We don't click like that. We never have, like, you know what I mean? We don't work, like, you know what I mean? Because I'm sitting here, I'm holding a $50,000 ticket, but nobody would take me to cash this ticket in, so I'm trying to donate this ticket, and they won't let me do it. So I my guess, I just say, God, when is that right time for you to give me that money, bring it to me? Because I'm not even going to stress it no more. Like, I've been holding it since October, and you only got up to a year to claim your money. So I'm going to ride the wave on this one. But other than that, God is good. You know what I mean? He's in my life. I know that because certain things I be doing, I don't even remember doing. But I know he's with me. Somebody's with me. Because if I can walk through a crowd of people while they shooting and don't get hit, somebody's with me.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just blessed to see 43 and maybe 44.
Well, I'm happy that you called in, and I'm also happy that you kind of said on your mother's side, you know. I know y'all trying to figure out why am I laughing, right? Because this is my brother. So when he said on his mother's side, I was like, praise the Lord, because I'm thinking, okay, father's side, there's only about two of us left, maybe three.
Yeah,
so, you know, it can't be, you know, so I'm happy
that
to clarify that.
Yeah, everything is, I really don't know my father's side like that, but
right.
Everything is revolved around my mother's side. They Mm-hmm. I'm gonna tell it like it is. They are some unselfish creatures. They selfish. I'm gonna say it like that. They selfish. It's all about them, and it ain't happening with me. That's why we don't get along. Cause I'm not gonna please you to get along with you.
Right.
Huh?
Right.
So you either gonna love
me? I'm gonna say something, brother. I'm just gonna say this, man. And you know, since we're keeping it 100, hey, amen. We family,
yes,
so we just gonna keep it 100.
Okay.
You know, so it's like this. When you allow a person to make you feel, I think Eleanor Roosevelt's son said something profound. She said, nobody can make you feel inferior without your permission. And so, you know, you give a person too much power over you when you allow them to make you upset. When you allow them to make you upset, or just you like, who they think they is, man? Man, you know. Now you're better than that because you are a king. And you're a child of the Most High God. So you knowing that, man, I wouldn't even worry about it. Just pray for them, because the Bible said pray for those who persecute you. And then Simon Peter and Jesus had a conversation. He was like, how many times I should forgive my brother? He said 70 times 7. 70 times 7? And Lord, increase our faith. 70 times 7? What you mean? Because, you know, you're adapting a kingdom mindset. Now, I ain't trying to, you know, talk Chinese on you, but I'm just saying, man, it's easy for me to sit here and cuss somebody out. I mean, just keep it real. You can cuss somebody out easy, but doesn't it take strength to hold your lips when somebody come against you and say, God bless you. You understand what I'm saying? But you got to be stretched. And in order to develop strength, you're going to have to be stretched.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have to be stretched. You're going to have to be tested. You don't get gold just by, you know, okay, there go gold. You got to go through fire, bro. You say you was in hell, so you got to go through hell. Job said he knows me the way I take that. When I go through the fire, I come forth as pure gold. Now, speaking of hellfire, Jesus went down to hellfire. But you know why he was down to hellfire? He resurrected others with him. So God would allow you to see that fire so you can be in a place to where you can bring other people who've been down there or who may be down there with you, bring them up, resurrect them. You understand what I'm saying? And then they may be seated in high places right along with you in Christ Jesus. In Jesus' name.
Yes.
Amen.
It's hard to talk to them type of people. They don't understand. I don't even want to waste my time on that with them because they'll never understand it until they go through it themselves. So I just pray for them, and when they're ready to get to the church and do God's will, then they get there.
What you have to think about, too, is that you have to realize that, you know, most of these people are older than you. You know what I mean? And they know. They know what they're supposed to do and what they're not supposed to do. And it's like, you know, you can't keep trying to beat them in the head constantly to get them to do the right thing. You know, and I told you before, you got to realize that I'll never tell you to leave them behind, but I'll just say to pray for them and better yourself, because you've been through the storm yourself, you know, and you've came a long way in messing with people that's not living right and that's not doing the right thing. Guess what? They're going to cause you to slip, because you're going to allow yourself to slip, because the temptation is going to be there. So you got to make sure that you're strong enough and you're focused to make sure that you're living the right way. You know, I know your testimony. You know, I know what you've been through. And
amen. And
you
go ahead, Lavina.
No, you just got to, like, I don't want to say clean house, but you got a clean house. You got to clean your surroundings right there. Because negative people, they want negative people. You know, you need to go positive. You need to focus on that positive movement that you're trying to make, you know. It's there, and you know God has delivered you from a lot of storms. You know what I mean? So that means he got work for you to do. You got to do your part. You got to do your part.
Yeah, I know my
amen, and I would concur, and I would say even furthermore, the house cleaning begins from within. More than dealing with the exterior, it's ourselves, because I heard you say some things, and so I would say that this is a great opportunity that the Lord has afforded for you to get grounded and steadfast and rooted in the faith and relationship with him, because that's what you need, that's what's required, that's what allows us to come through hell. You can't come through it no other way. on our own strength, our own power, our own might, it's not. You're not gonna make it. You're not gonna make
it. That's my brother right
but,
there.
But we have to. We have to rely upon God. We have to get close to Him, and this is a daily desire. Every day, we're gonna have to mortify the deeds of the flesh, of our own flesh, not someone else's. Not someone else's. It's us. Start with us. We got to examine our own self and look and see, where am I coming up short at, God? I need help. And then that's all right. Tell the Lord, I need help. I need help with this. I cannot do this. And that's all right, because He says, when you're weak, I'm made strong.
Right.
Yes.
You're willing to admit that you can't do it, then that's time that God says, well, I've been waiting for you to do that, to come to that conclusion. Now you can just stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Get out of my way and let me do what I can do. But you have to take you to that place. So we got to. It's a self-cleaning that we have to do from within. And then God will do everything else. The battle ain't ours. It's the Lord's.
That's right. That's right. Praise God. He's absolutely right. And Jeremy, you know he's right. You know.
Yeah. I know that's right. I mean, that's why I left Long Island. But they still throw my past back at me. Like, even 3 hours and 3.5 hours away, they still throw the past at me. Like, come on. Like, you know what I mean? Come on. Everybody, like, whether it be said, everybody was born sinners. Like, come on. Wasn't nobody perfect? You know what I mean?
Well, see, that's why 2 Corinthians 5:17 was important. We're new creations in Christ. And matter of fact, a minister, when he spoke on that this morning about conversion, you're going to have folks that are going to want to come to you, because unfortunately that's the nature of man. A lot of people don't want to see you, in a place that God will take you. Unfortunately, folks like to, you know the old saying, misery loves company, amen. And some folks, they want to continue on doing what they're doing, and they want you down there with them. And here's the trick of the enemy. When God is taking you through a process and He's elevating you in Him, here's the trick of the enemy. The enemy and anyone that operates under His power, they cannot come up to where you're at. The reason being, they don't want to get there. It requires holiness. It requires a relationship with God. And they ain't trying to get there. But they sure enough ain't got no problem trying to pull you down to where they're at.
Exactly.
And when they do that, you have turned over. You have turned over the power that God gave you, that Jesus, as our brother said, he went into the depths of hell and took back everything that people like to say that the devil stole from us. We gave it to him. That we gave over to the devil. He took it, but we gave it to him. And so, the enemy knows that he can't come up there. He's not trying to get there. He wants you to come down to where he's at. So, and I heard you say earlier on that you was all over the place. That's why I said you got to get grounded. You got to get steadfast in your relationship with the Lord, and when you're rooted and grounded in Him, then you know what? Don't matter what come at me, no matter what may, I'm standing firm, because I'm standing on the solid rock, and I shall not be moved.
That's right.
I shall not be moved.
Amen.
Amen.
You know what, Minister Wesby? You know, Minister, it just go back to what the Scripture says about having the right foundation established. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You got to be careful. You got to make sure you're built on the right foundation. And then if you're sure you have that right foundation, then you got to be mindful on how you add on to that foundation. You understand what I'm saying? Because you can have a foundation, but when the winds of the life blows along, it can just still knock the house over. But you got to be founded on the rock. You got to be founded
on
the rock.
And you got to stay
connected. You got to stay connected. Got to stay connected, man. And you got to keep.
Absolutely.
You got to keep. Just unmotivated, unpositive people out of your circle. Out of your circle. Stay away from vultures. Stay away from leeches that'll suck the life out of you, man. You know what I'm saying? They'll suck the life out of you. You know what I'm saying? Evil communication corrupt good manners, you know? So you got to stay away from people who they're bringing that negative energy towards you. Negative energy, and have a negative spirit. And that's the spirit
that's
of the world.
That's right.
Spirit of the world. So, you know, don't worry about the money. Don't worry about the money. Because the money is the root of all evil, man. And then the root of all evil is the devil himself.
Amen.
That's right. Amen. I think sometimes we, you know, we go through things in our past, and then people can throw it up in our face, and it makes us feel some kind of way, you know. But my only thing I would say to that is just make sure that, you know, anything that you've done in your past that has helped you, hopefully, to be the man that you are today.
That's right.
You've learned your lessons. You know, you understand what you did wrong, and you know how you're not going to let it happen again. So just use that when people start to throw your past in front of you. Say, you know what, I'm at peace with that. You know, I understand what I did. You know, make sure that you got to accept it. Like, yeah, I know I messed up. I wasn't perfect, but nobody's perfect. You know, I'm aiming for the perfection. But right now, I know what I did was wrong. You know, you can't make it. A person will only allow you to feel bad if you allow them to let you feel bad. You got to make sure that you stand firm and you say, you know what, I know I messed up. I know what I did. I know what I shouldn't have done. But guess what? I can't rewind what happened 15, 20 years ago. You know, you can't rewind that. If you could, we'll all be perfect, you know, but just accept it in your heart and learn from your mistakes. And when they try and throw it at you, just say, you know what, I'm at peace with what I did. You know, I'm at peace with it.
That's right. And I got a quick response to folks that try to do that nonsense and try to run that game past me. Yeah, that was me. But have you met the new me?
I like that.
That's who I was.
Right.
And I ain't denying what I've done. But God has brought me from a mighty long ways, and he's transformed me. He's changed me. I don't do those things that I was associated with that was in my past. I ain't denying them because I'm naked and I'm not ashamed. I have come clean before God. I didn't have to because he knew my early rises and my going down. He knows everything about us, but he wants us to do what we should do, which is confess our faults to him, our sins, and repent of those things. Because here's the key. Here's where I have the victory. Yes, that was me. And that's those things. I did those things in my unregenerated state. I did those things. But I've been born again. And although I ain't complete in the Lord yet, I'm not saying perfect, I'm saying complete, because the Bible, when it speaks to perfection, it talks about completion. And I'm not completing the Lord yet because the Holy Spirit is yet perfecting me in the ways of God. But what he has done for me is that some of these things that I may have been addicted to, my sins, I no longer am. I no longer am. That's what I used to do, I don't do no more. And that's all because of the relationship and the conversion that happens in that process. Because when you allow yourself to get closer and closer to God, I'm going to tell you, you'd be surprised at what will happen in your life. Things that you used to do, things that you used to like, that thing just like overnight, it seems like it goes away.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's the
power of God. The Holy Spirit is a transforming agent. It can transform you, but we have to allow it to do that. You know, we have to allow it to renew our minds and to create enough a clean heart.
Mm-hmm. That's the key word. Go ahead, because I'm gonna go to a song and then bring on two more callers. But go ahead, Sister Dee Dee, go ahead.
I just want to say something real quick because I heard a lot of valuable words. But one thing he said is you gotta allow it. You know what I mean? You gotta allow God to come in, just like we allowed the negativity to come in. So now we gotta reverse that. You know what I mean? And I will only do what people allow me to do. So as long as I don't allow that type, you know, just like my movie, you know what I mean? It was kind of hard to show or put on paper how good I changed my will and life over to the care of God. How can I put it in writing in a script form to show the people as viewers that I've changed, and I changed not just one thing, but I changed it everything. You know what I mean?
Right.
I can understand and I can relate to, you know, well, they want to constantly throw what had happened before in my face. But see, I can't live for you. I can only live for God as I live for me. You know what I mean? So I can show you better than I could tell you, and sometimes you be darned if you do and darned if you don't. So regardless of how you feel about me, I got to keep moving on and pressing on. And another thing, it's like it's power in the tongue. You know what I mean? So just like I can curse you, I can rebuke you in the name of Jesus. You know what I mean? As I keep pushing and pressing and pushing on. You know what I mean? So it really doesn't matter. As long as I know what I've done, and I repented for that, and God threw it in the sea of forgiveness and washed
all right.
it all away.
Yes, yes.
I mean, it's not about what I have done.
Thank you very much.
Amen. It's about what I'm doing. See, I'm all about solution.
That's right.
You can't keep throwing what I've done in my face. Okay, I got some kids. Okay, they might be by different dads. Okay, oh well. But the blessing I got out of it, then I got my kids.
All
and
right.
their lives are well. And that's just my own little personal speaking on the eye. You understand? It doesn't matter what it is. Okay, I did some drugs. I did some things. But some things is not what I'm doing today.
All right.
It doesn't matter. It's what I'm doing today and what I can keep on doing. I know what I'm worth. I got to know
right.
what I'm worth. And it does come from within. So
yes,
as long as I keep practicing to keep praising, hey, I'm all right.
All right.
These are
Sister
wonderful words of encouragement. Go ahead.
Sister Lynn, I know you had to take a break. I just wanted to say this to the sister. There was a woman in the Bible by the name of Rahab. Okay,
yeah.
Rahab.
Mm-hmm.
Rahab was a prostitute. Okay,
mm-hmm.
Rahab was a
mm-hmm.
prostitute. Amen. She was a street walker, and God saved her out of Jericho. Okay,
mm-hmm.
God saved her. Amen. And allow her to become engrafted into, amen, the children of Israel. And then
mm-hmm.
Jesus Christ came through that same lineage. The Messiah
That's right.
came through the lineage of a whoremonger. Okay,
mm-hmm.
so a streetwalker,
uh-huh.
He came through the lineage of a woman who was in the club popping bottles.
Mm-hmm.
And he would come home and go home with different guys. You understand
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying? So God left her in the genealogy in the Gospels for a reason. So when you look back on that and say, you know what, you can't talk about me because you need to go to God about Rahab. What's wrong with Rahab? You know, look at Ruth and Naomi. You know, Ruth came from the Moabites.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So don't even pay that no mind, amen.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
And if
Amen.
That can
allow
your
own
have sinned and fall short of the glory
you.
Of God.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Amen. Mm-hmm. All right, we're going to go to a song. Jeremy, stay on the line with us. Sister Dee,
right.
Dee, stay on the line. Everybody just stay on the line. We're going to go to a song and come right back.
Amen.
Amen.
This song says, God's mercy kept me so I wouldn't let go. Anybody in here ever felt like giving up, just throwing in the towel, just giving up? I'm not going to ask you to hunt anybody, but just look at them. That person you're looking at is here tonight only because of God's mercy and His grace. Somebody ought to just tell God, thank you for your mercy and your grace that kept me. someone, hug somebody next to someone. I was really down. I was really down. The devil really had me. But God's mercy kept me. I'm here tonight because of God's mercy. Come on now, just thank Him. Just thank Him.
I almost let go.
Sunday. Is everyone still there?
Amen.
Amen. So we're just going to bring on another caller real fast.
Amen.
Welcome to GQ Palace Spiritual Sunday. Can I have your name, please?
Hello?
Hello. How are you?
Doing fine. This is Ginger Patterson calling in.
Hello, Mrs. Patterson.
Hi. I have some questions for the host and to the ministers. I have struggled with this for so long, and I need answers because I'm at a standstill. I'm stagnant. I have done a lot of things within my life and my career, and I try to walk the life of a Christian woman to find out that society has a hard time of accepting a Christian woman. There's certain choices that we have to make in life where certain things that we can't do. We have to be in modesty. However, with the things that I see today, I'm yet, like, hurtful things come at my direction where people say I'm self-righteous because I won't go for certain things, not even within my own company.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of decisions that are made when you're trying to be a business person as a woman. You're trying to be a mother. You're trying to be a wife. You're trying to be a friend. And there's so much weight that comes on your shoulders, even when you're dealing with the public eye.
Hmm.
With today's, you know, music the way that it is, and I'm in today's music, and I see all the things that they're doing and they're saying, it's also hard for me to get a grip on, especially when you have so many different sites that music has to be, or you as a person have to promote yourself on. I have a hard time with Twitter because they mention people as being followers, like you have followers, and there's only one God that I serve, and there's only one person I serve, and I don't like the name of follower. I have a hard time with the name of fan, because that's another idol image. And in this business, it is so hard to separate yourself from what is in the world and try to stand as a Christian woman in music and in everything else. I have just most recently went through a separation with my husband because he said I was too self-righteous. I wouldn't wear revealing clothes. I don't like my body parts hanging all out. I don't like tight pants. I always wear clothes that are long so that I can hide my figure and walk in modesty. These are some of the problems that I'm having, and it hurts.
You know, sis, one thing I want to say real quick, fast, and that's a misnomer that people are placing on you by saying, calling yourself righteous, because that's not what you described, is not self-righteousness. That's just somebody that's just striving to be holy. God is a constant. The Bible lets us know that he changes not. He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. And from the beginning, he says, be ye holy, for the Lord thy God is holy. That has not changed. It will not change. Some people may want it to, because they like to, take God and do him like a Gumby or Flex or something, where you can just bend him and twist him and shape him and fit him the way that we want him to fit. But that's not how it goes. We have to match up with him. He don't match up with us. And I think that's a major challenge for those that are true believers of God, of Christ, and that is being steadfast and unshakable and unmovable in your faith. Because this is what I'm mindful of. There's a lot of compromising and the things that go on in the world and today in various different avenues and mediums that we come in contact with. But this is one thing I know: there's no compromising in the faith. There is no compromising in the faith. And God is calling people for them to be steadfast in their faith and be unshakable and unmovable in their faith. That's why he called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. That's why he says we're a peculiar people. We're supposed to be set apart. We ain't supposed to conform to what the world says. The Bible talks about modest apparel and how we should dress. It speaks about that. And that's not self-righteousness what you're doing, sis. You're just being obedient to the will and word of God. And you know what? Folks ain't going to be happy about that. They're not going to be happy about that. And I'm sad to hear about what's going on right now in your in the marriage, but I'm believing God about that as well, because that has to be, there has to be healing and restoration in that area too. But, one thing that be mindful of what happened, the same thing that happened with the illustration of Job, because of his conviction and his faith in God. And when he had went through all that he had went through in his when he lost everything, his kids, his possessions and things, and then in the second chapter, God permitted the devil to have at his health and affected him that way. His wife of all people tried to get Job to say what the devil told God that he would get Job to say. Why do you want to be hold on to your integrity? Why don't you just curse God and die? You know, and Joe gave a great response to that. But my point is for you, sisters, that no, you stay steadfast and unshakable and movable in your faith. That's what God has called us all to do. That's the major challenge for those that are walking in Christ. You know, just because of the things that we're involved with, be it career or whatever, there's always that lure for us to come on over to the other side and do as others do so that we can put ourselves in position so that we can gain the things that others gain from them making compromises. But no, God ain't called us to compromise. There's no compromising for that. So I just say stand steadfast. Ain't nothing wrong with that. And it's not self-righteousness. Hey, it's not self-righteousness. It's holiness. And he still says, be ye holy, for the Lord thy God is holy.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
what
I like to, first of all, sorry, Sister Levine.
No, go ahead.
What I would like to say, first of all, that was wonderful, Minister, and glory be to God. I just, you know, blessing God for how he leads you to answer the sister on that. I would just like to add on the bill on the same foundation. It's nothing wrong with you, sister. You know, the Bible says that God is the same yesterday, today, forevermore. And I think the thing in this society with much lukewarm Christians be like, well, you know, that was back then in the Bible times. We don't dress like that no more. He said, I'm the Lord, I changed not. He said, I changed not. So all this low-cut stuff and all showing the body part, yeah, God wants you to look good. But what I noticed that every woman of God that get closer to God, the more her apparel changes. Why? Because I have a holy spirit. That means I have something on the inside that is working its way on the outside. That is sanctification. That's like the minister was just saying, being set apart. Being set apart. Knowing that you are a holy woman of God. And yeah, you're going to see weird in some people's eyesight. You know why? They get convicted when they see you dressed in modest apparel. You know why?
Mm-hmm.
Because that's say where they are at and where they are not. So it brings conviction to them.
That's right.
Like, wow, we know she's a Christian. Wow, we know that. Look how she's dressed. And you're upholding the integrity. You are saying, look, I'm not going to let my shape and my hips define me. I'm not going to allow my boobs, my tater tots, and my ice cream cones to define me. You will respect the mind of Christ. You will respect the mind of Christ. You will respect the wisdom and the manifold knowledge of God. You will respect that. And so when I come into your circle, you will know that I am a woman of God and that I'm not going for no junk. I'm not going for no mess.
That's right.
So if the man of God, I just speak it as your husband into existence. If he don't know that he got a queen or a treasure, you got to pray for him. The Bible says in 2 Peter, he said that the husband may be one with the conversation, the conduct. That he may be one with the conduct. It's not, well, you need to go to church. I don't know why you ain't went to church today. You just make me sick.
That's right.
You know, it's not none of that. It's none of that. It's that, you know what you want for breakfast? You know what? I love, the love of God will draw him. Paul says in Corinthians that the unbeliever is sanctified by the believer. He is set apart by the believer.
Brother, can you hear me? When I did that with my ex, he didn't appreciate it, and that just made him pull further away. It made him evil. It made him more evil. And he got eviler. And he couldn't accept when he walked in the doors that I removed his shoes and had his dinner ready for him. He couldn't understand that I would bend over backwards and wash his clothes and make sure that everything was in order, that the bills were paid on time. He couldn't understand how I made sure that I went to school with the kids and made sure that when they came home, they got that I worked with them and toured with them so that they can work with them when they're at homework and made sure that their homework was in order, that I took time to spend with our son to make sure I took him to the baseball games and the basketball games of every event that he was in. Or I spent time with our daughter to take her to her events so that the home would be in order.
Right. Mm.
So was he
so
saved,
sis? It is so hard that, I'm sorry.
Was he saved?
All right. I'm just gonna bring on two more callers with you, Ms. Patterson, because I'm sure they'll have some words of encouragement as well. I'm gonna bring on T and Evangelist Williams. Are both of you there?
Yes.
Okay. Just listening to Sister Patterson right now. Sister Patterson, you can continue. I just wanted to bring them on the air with you as well.
All right, but. Brothers, it's so hard when you're trying to be that good sister that was more precious than jewels. That's in Proverbs 31, and
mm-hmm.
people make mockery of it. They make mockery of a woman more precious than jewels. They make mockery of how we're supposed to conduct ourselves. I'm at wit's end because I'm at a standstill of what direction to go.
But you know what else I would say to that? Take this and think about this. They did the same to Jesus Christ. They made mockery of him, of who he represented and how he conducted himself. He did not operate in the manner that they thought he should have. That's why folks were unbelieving of him as the Messiah, because they thought that he had came to restore the kingdom of Israel. To help them overthrow the Roman oppression that they had been under for so many hundreds of years. That ain't why he came. I was preaching last Sunday at this rehab place, at a physical rehabilitation place that I minister at, and I use Isaiah 53 about God. He was there all the time, and I made this point that, you know, in Isaiah 53, I believe it's 4 or 5, it talks about, we know the scripture that says that he was bruised for our transgression. He was wounded for our iniquity, and by his stripes that we're healed. You know, a lot of people grab hold, and I don't have no problem with it as far as the manifestation of their physical healing. But let me tell you that God did not come down here to go through what he went through just so that we can be healed in a body that the Bible says will go back to the dust from whence it came. We needed spiritual healing. That's what he came for. And the Jews back then, the people of Jesus' day, they didn't receive him because he didn't fit the mold. He didn't fit what they was looking for. He just did not fit. And you know, for us today, we're not, if we're really sold out to Christ, we're not going to fit what people would want us to fit. But that's all right. That's on them. Jesus said that he came to bring division. There's going to be some folks that are going to walk away from us because of what we choose to do in our relationship with Christ. And even, unfortunately, they may be family. That will happen because of the choice that we make. And I tell you, the devil is a liar, trying to make us feel bad about the choice that we made because we choose to serve God and to live our life for Christ by trying to get us to believe that there's something wrong with us because we're doing what we're doing. That he is a devil is a liar. Ain't nothing wrong with doing what you're doing. You just keep on serving God and keep on living holy. And if those that can't get with that, then that so let it so be it. You know that there's a separation.
Mm-hmm. Just pray for him.
Absolutely.
Those who don't walk the path that you're walking in, you have to just pray for them.
Absolutely.
So, just pray for them.
I just had a question for the sister. This is Evangelist Williams. Is your husband saved?
That's what I asked too, yeah.
Well, you know, you can't be saved if you're not walking the life like Christ. You know,
okay.
When you talk about saved, you have to be with the fruits of the Spirit and doing what God wants you to do. Yeah, you can go to church and you can be raised and be at an apostolic church and speak in tongues. But if you're not
mm-hmm.
living God and walking God's life, walk, then
mm-hmm.
I would say that you're saved. Right now, it's like the Holy Ghost is standing there looking at him while he does all his mess. And the Holy Ghost can't live through you if you're doing a whole bunch of mess. He's just standing there waiting for you to get yourself together, to Right. It can't work that way.
The reason I asked that question because I was in a similar situation. And my husband and I, you know, we were saved. And as a matter of fact, he had a calling on his life to be a pastor. But he got jealous in the midst of that walk. He got jealous of my calling. And because of the jealousy, because I was more zealous, because I was stronger than he was spiritually, there was warfare going on in my home. And even though I was doing everything that he asked me to do, I was taking care of the house, I was paying the bills, I was doing everything a woman and a wife should do, there was still something there. And I prayed and I did everything the Lord told me to do until the Holy Spirit used the man of God to come to me and tell me in 3 days I would know. And in 3 days I got my answer. The Holy Spirit showed me exactly what was going on in that relationship. It was a done deal. But this is what I'm going to say to you. This scripture is what the Lord gave me while you were talking in 2 Timothy chapter 3. It says, this know also that in last days perilous times shall come, for men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, and unholy, without natural affection, truth breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce despisers of those that are good, traitors, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying the power thereof, for such turn away. You do what you have to do. As a woman of God, you stand strong and you hold on to what God has told you to do. You be obedient and do whatever it is you have to do. Give him to God. And he will give you the answer and he will tell you what to do. It's up to your husband right now. We all have to walk our own walk. When you die and go to heaven and go before the Father, he's not going to say, you know, he's not going to ask you about your husband. He's not going to ask you, nobody but you. So you have to be accountable for you. And right now, you honor your husband. Like the Bible says, you honor him and do everything you're supposed to do as a woman of God. But his choices are his choices.
Right.
His choices are his choices. And you have to take care of those kids. Your children are your priority. You have to take care of those kids and make sure that you guard them so that they don't have any envy and strife and things against the man. Do you understand? You have to raise them right.
Well, I did raise them. They're very good kids. They're decent citizens. Lavina had an opportunity of speaking with my son. They're very educated, well-raised children. I've done my job at raising them right. They never been in any trouble. I thank God for that. They're living their life holy, but they too face the same thing with the enemy, where people find that because they don't have a messed up background, that my son tries to do what is right, he gets ridiculed for it.
But you know what? We're living in that time and we're living in that season, and that's expected. That is expected because we're living in the last days. So you know what? We just have to gird up our loins and stand strong and keep our lives pure. It doesn't matter what man says. It only matters what God says.
Amen.
People are going to always speak. People are always going to have their opinions. But you know what? Their opinions don't mean anything because you're going to have to answer to Jesus at the end of the day. How did you react to that? How did you react? God bless them and move on.
Amen.
That's right.
And be fully persuaded. Be fully persuaded in that relationship that you have with him.
That's it. God bless him and move on. Don't add to the fuel.
Absolutely. Because
don't add to the fuel
because
the enemy is going to want you to get aggravated. That's exactly what he's provoking them to do and provoking you to do. He wants you to get angry. Then he says, okay, now I got a hook. See, that's all he wants you to do. So don't react. Shake the dust off your feet and move on.
Amen.
Amen.
And as we said earlier on.
Sister, one more question.
Uh-huh.
One more question to you. because you being a woman of God, how do you carry all that load and that weight when you see that your children are being spiritually attacked? And as a mother, you just want to, you want to protect them.
You want to protect them. You want to
keep them from.
There's only so much you can do as a mother. There's only so much you can do as a mother. When they reach a certain age, they're accountable for themselves. My children, I have a son in my home now, and I have a daughter that's handicapped, and they have issues, but their life is their life. And right now, I'm only giving them enough so they can get out and get on their own. And then I'm moving on. But you know what? You can't live your life for your children all your life. You have to live your life for God. You understand? It's like you can't constantly walk with a hedge of protection around your kids. Now you're taking the job of the Holy Ghost.
Ah, amen. I was just going to say, I'm glad
amen.
You said that, sis.
Amen.
I'm glad you said that. Because when you've done all that you can, just stand. Stand
just
still.
Just
stand
that
still.
Was the relief.
Because that's God's job.
That's God's job. And I'll tell you, since my son came out of incarceration, and in the last 2 months, I've seen the Holy Ghost do a miraculous work in his life. I've seen a hardened, stiff boy just melt. And I took my hands off of him.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, Lord, you know what? You do what you got to do. And you know what I do? I walk around my house. I anoint him every night before I go to bed. And I pray.
Amen.
And I come out in my room and I intercede. And I tear down strongholds and generational curses. And I speak over their life. That's all I can do as a mother right now. Because my daughter's 22. My son is 32. So you know what? All I can do right now is pray.
Amen.
That's the best weapon you got is prayer.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
You know what? Timothy said. He said that all that live godly shall suffer persecution.
That's right.
Persecution.
Amen.
So there's a difference between what God has said in his word and what he's saying now in this season. We have to make sure that our ears are circumcised to the truth and that we're hearing what God is saying in the spirit. And that we have a prayer life to where we can hear God. Not where we just say, God, I need this, I need that, I need that. But stay in his presence and then hear what he is saying. And then he'll give you the instructions on how about to combat the warfare that you're encountering. Whether it be in the lives of your children, in your household. Because if they're in your household, you're the high priest of that household. You're
Amen.
The high priest of that household. So now you have a mandate to uphold the integrity of the realm that's in your house. There's only two places you're going to get peace at. That's the grave and in your house. So you have to make sure that, like the evangelist said, that you're covering not only yourself, but making sure that the atmosphere is cleansed and that there's a peaceful shift in there that is not shifting to ungodly warfare and darkness and things of that nature. And you know what? Just keep your head up and move on. Move on, because
Amen.
If you're doing the right thing according to the scriptures and you're living holy and a sanctified life, the enemy gonna come against you because you are threatened
right.
the kingdom of darkness. You are threat.
That's right.
You are threat.
Amen.
But if you sitting there and you ain't going through nothing, how you doing today? Says, I'm just too blessed to be stressed, too annoyed to be disappointed. See, those are the folk that ain't doing nothing. Those are the folk
That's
who ain't
right.
doing nothing. Those are the folk, and they try to throw you over. I'm just too blessed to be straight. Let's be real with me. Are you being attacked? Oh, good. I ain't going through nothing.
You know how to confuse the enemy? You know how to confuse the enemy? Praise him.
Come on.
Praise
come
him.
On.
Praise him. Just
come
praise
on.
Him.
Come on.
When your husband starts acting up, go in the room and say, hallelujah,
come
thank
on.
You, Jesus. Do yourself a little dance. The enemy say, what? Wait a minute.
Yeah.
You happy?
Amen.
You know, you know you're doing something right. And when praises go up, blessings come down. Watch God break the chain.
Right.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen. Because, you know, the big challenge.
I just want to bring on one more caller first. I've had him holding
sure.
for a few minutes. Just going to bring him on and then we can continue.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome to GQ Palace, Spiritual Sunday. Can I have your name, please? Hello? Mr. Hill?
Yeah.
Welcome to GQ
yeah.
Palace, Spiritual Sunday. How are you?
I'm fine. How you doing?
Doing pretty good.
That's good.
Would you like to share your testimony or what you're thankful for today?
I'm just listening. I'm just enjoying the conversation. Keep on doing what you're doing.
Amen.
Amen.
Bless the Lord.
Good news.
Amen.
Hey, this is Levine. I invited Pastor Hill on to join us. Amen. You know, he was just listening on the phone. Amen. Amen. Him and Evangelist William. They were me. Amen. We just to support the move of God.
Well, you know, the big challenge that we're facing, and it's not just you, sis, but all of us and Christians as in general, is that the enemy is trying to persuade us to come on over to the dark side.
Yeah, he is.
Come on over to the dark side. You know, he has us in a state almost the way the psalmist was in Psalm 73. Amen. When he was looking at what was going on, and he realized that the wicked were prospering in their ways, and he almost, as the song says, he almost let go. Almost let go. And when I was thinking about that song and while I was playing, I thank God, because you know, when we the almost letting go was not while I was walking with the Lord either. It was when I did not know Him. And God wouldn't, His mercy kept me, and I thank God for that, because God's unmerited favor towards us is so awesome that while we were sinners, He died for us.
On the cross.
He died for us, and the enemy is trying to get us to come on over to the dark side. He kind of gets us to look at situations, having people come at us, beat us down, trying to beat us down, make us feel that we're less than who we are. But my Bible tells me I'm more than a conqueror. I am more than a conqueror.
That's
because
right.
I got somebody on me that was the greatest of them all. He conquered. He conquered death. He conquered sin. He conquered everything. And he got all power. And he's entrusted that power within us, because greater is He that's in me than He that's in the world. And when you're born again and you have the power of the Holy Spirit operating in your life, and I thank God for that, because again, we was talking earlier, and that question about whether or not your husband was saved, and that's for anybody as well. You know what? It ain't even just that whether or not he's saved or unsaved. The saved folk, if you're not converted, then all you are is just saved.
Right.
And them be the folks that show up in church on Sundays, or maybe every now and then they show up. They may pay some tithes, and they know some hallelujahs, and they know to say amen, and they do, you know, they do this and they do that, but they're just not converted. They have not gotten into a relationship with the Lord yet, and them be the ones that you'll have that difficulty with understanding who you are, because it don't make no sense to them. They don't understand because they have not. Put forth what it takes to get into a relationship with God. And to get in a relationship with God means you have to get close to Him. When you get close to Him, there's going to be a change.
That's right.
There's going to be a change in your life.
That's transformation.
That's so important.
Because
Jesus was the Word. And if you don't let the Word speak into you in your spirit, which is the Bible, then you're just left out there. You're an empty vessel.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I see where my husband went wrong at. He's an empty vessel. When he was saved, he didn't ask God to fill him with any of the fruit to take him to that next level.
But you know what, you can counteract that? You know, you can counteract that, right? Get you some anointed oil, and anoint all his clothes, all his shoes, his pillow when he lays down at night, and just pray over him and ask the Holy Ghost to have his way, and don't let him have any rest until he gets on his face. Do it all.
Amen.
That's how we did it.
I won't say that.
Amen.
I was kind of
wondering
there,
but okay.
You went old school, Evangelist. Amen.
Yeah, you do. You go old school.
You go old school, oh. Amen. I just want to say this: sin is like, it's not like this. That's not sin. Sin is like, ooh, it looks good, it feels good to the flesh. And the people of God has got to realize that sin will kill you. Sin will kill you. It'll take you out of here for your time. And if you keep dabbling with it and then playing church, you will have a hardened heart. That's why I say, if you hear his voice this day, harden not your heart. Harden not your heart. Because then when your heart is hardened, you can't receive the word when a Sister Levine come along, or when a minister come along, or an evangelist, or any of these ministers on this line, or the pastors. You know, you won't be able to receive the word because now your heart is hardened, and now you need that hammer to break up that fallow ground so that the word of God could be injected into your heart, amen, in order for you to bear fruit. But once you operate in the reprobate of mind, then you're on your way out of here. You're on your way out of here because now your conscience is seared with a hot iron. You're not able. Now wrong becomes right, and right becomes wrong. Now reading your Bible feels so wrong. Now sinning actually feels so good that you take that over the things of God. Once you get that far out there into a reprobate of mind, according to Romans chapter 1 and 2, you're on your way out of here. That you're no more use to God because you become a law unto yourself. You become a law unto yourself. So people need to be mindful in this hour and be mindful in this season that what God requires for us is absolutely holiness, uncompromised, unadulterated, uncompromised, not wavering to and fro, just stand on his word, stand on his word. And you know what? We're going to go through, we're always going to be persecuted and stuff like that, but there is a rest for the people of God. There is a rest for the people of God. There is a city for who a maker and owner is the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings. And who maker is God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I just want to just mention that I did bring on Minister Cheryl Miller. Minister Miller, are you there?
I am. How's everyone doing?
All right.
Yes. Amen.
Doing pretty good. Doing pretty good. Would you like to share your testimony or say what you're thankful for today?
I just thank God for life. I just thank God for him counting me worthy to be one of his, for him one day changing my life and turning it around, and for his love and kindness towards me. I just thank God for him thinking enough of me to want to use me for his glory. And this is a season of restoration. This is a season where God desires to do great things for his people. If we continue to lean and depend on him, the Bible says, lead not to our own understanding, but in all thy way acknowledge him.
Yes.
So that he may direct our path. And he has great things for us if we put him first. This is the season, as people of God, that we be that light and be that example. As we already know, there's so much stuff going on in this world. And it's time for us to become bolder and allow God to be glorified in our lives. So that people can see Christ in us, so that they can realize that Jesus is the only way. He's the only answer. He's the only one that's able to keep us from falling. But I'm just so grateful. We had a family and friends day, and I actually just got in the house probably 10 minutes ago. But I'm so glad that I was able to make it. I'm on the radio station. But I'm just praying that God will just continue to have his way. Everyone that's listening, those who are speaking and ministering, may God just continue to pour out his blessings upon everybody. And may we just continue to desire to strive, to live a life that's pleasing in the sight of God each and every day.
Amen. I'm thankful that you called in. But this is one of my new sisters in Christ. We made a connection on GQ Palace Spiritual Sunday, and now we communicate almost every day, and it's great. It's great, and I'm thankful, and I'm truly thankful, and it's always an honor to have you come on and join us.
I'm humbled that I'm grateful that our paths crossed, and I'm grateful to know you and what you stand for. And what you're doing to uplift and strengthen the body of Christ. You know, may God continue to bless you, Sister Lavina, for you giving up your time, your talent, your treasure, your gift to be a blessing to others. And I truly believe that God is going to continue to enlarge your territory as you make a great impact for the kingdom of God. And may he continue to do that for you and your family.
Amen. Thank you, sis. Thank you
Amen.
So much. T, you there,
yes.
right?
Yes.
Now, T has a testimony that I'm sorry, T, that you were just, you know, listening in and stuff.
That's okay. That's okay.
But I do want to give you time to share your testimony. I'm also going to bring Kia on the air with us at this time.
Okay.
Kia, you there?
Yes.
Okay. So I have Kia and T. Kia, welcome to GQ Power Spiritual Sunday. T was already here. I'm going to ask that everyone just, you know, be ready and willing to give some nice words of encouragement to Sister T, because she does have a testimony, and Kia as well. So T's probably going to be longer than Kia.
So let Kia go. You can let Kia go.
Because I know T's long, when she's going to be a while.
Kia, you
Hi,
can go ahead.
How are you?
Hi. Hello. How is everybody?
Doing pretty good.
I just thank God for another day, allowing me to see another Sunday. Great message today. You know, I have to talk about coming out of Romans 12:1-2. Time for you to make a change. You know, he made a statement like, you know, someone is getting close to you for the wrong reason. Then he talked about the responsibility towards God. You know, coming out that Romans chapter 12:1-2. So it was a great lesson, great sermon. A great Sunday school lesson this morning, great sermon this afternoon, and another evening of pastor's anniversary as we get ready to close out his 38th pastoral anniversary celebration, you know, given, you know, the second God for allowing him to continue to preach his word and to be, you know, a great theologian preacher that can preach and teach. So he feeds his flock every Sunday. It's, you know, not nothing that we don't, you know, not understand, because that's his whole aspect is to teach God's word. So I just thank God for him, his family, you know, that God continue to keep him as he teaches God's word.
Man. I know I saw a new walk in my pastor's steps today. And
yeah.
I wasn't surprised, but I know I did see it. And I
you do see it.
Like, do you see this right here?
Yeah.
Like, this was different. Like, you could tell that the spirit was definitely there, and he was just, oh, my God. It was great. When I tell you, it was great.
I understand what you're saying. Great. It is.
Mm-hmm.
He went straight from Sunday school and just straight into the word. It was like, if you were 5 minutes, you missed the first half, you missed the first 15 minutes of the lesson. That's why he always said it's important to get the Sunday school, because you never know when he's about to get into the word. He doesn't. He gets right into the word. So when you late, you just like, you missed it. You kind of like, you know, boom. He halfway finished. He said, I'm finished preaching. So you get caught up when you're not there. You know, you,
yes,
in the parking lot, you talking and stuff like that. He goes straight into the word. He believes in getting to the word and teaching. He ready to get down.
Mm-hmm. And if you late, you're going to miss something.
Yeah.
Better to get in on time.
That's why you got to get on. That's why you got to be in Sunday school. That's why you got to switch spots. You got to be in Sunday school.
Right. I'm going to be there. Look, I know I was there early with my coffee in my hand. Because I need my coffee every day. And we were ready. We were prepared. And it was great. I know I saw a new walk and my pastor, and I was just like, wow, I love it.
Yeah.
You know, I love it. And it's like when you have a congregation that's feeding off of his his spirit, the Holy Ghost working through him, you could see it in everyone's faces, even with the jumping up and down. The songs just sounded different. It was great. It was great. It was
awesome.
Great.
Awesome.
Would anyone like to give words of encouragement to Sister Kia?
Amen. Just continue hungering and thirsting. Amen. Just continue hungering and thirsting.
Amen.
Amen.
As Minister Weathersby said, just continue to have a hunger and a thirst for him. And may God just continue to bless your pastor. And may he continue to labor for the Lord and be used by God. It's always a blessing. When you have a pastor, a leader, you know, that's teaching the word, that's preaching the word, that's not sugarcoating the word, but giving you the word so that you can be able to grow and be what God wants you to be. So may God bless your pastor. May God bless your church family. May God just continue to bless you. May God continue to allow you to be a voice for him. You continue to be a light and example to his people. Amen.
Amen. T, T, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
I'm ready to share your testimony.
Yeah, first off, I want to ask everyone to keep the Moore and Jones family in your prayers, which is this is on my daughter's side. She lost her aunt the other day to cancer. And she's, daughter, she's going through it, you know, so keep my daughter in prayer as well. With that being said, Friday, she called me, and I mean, she was just screaming and crying and screaming and crying. I'm like, hold up, slow down, you know. And I could tell, I know my child. I knew she had been drinking, you know, and she was like, I'm losing everybody in my family, and my family's just fading away. What are you talking about, Key? All I kept hearing was died, died. Who died? You know, and that's when she was saying my aunt died. You know, and she was just going on and on and on and on, you know, and I mean, I couldn't say nothing to her. But to make a long story short, like I said, I knew she had been drinking. So I told the lady is like a godmother to her in Philadelphia. I said, Couture, take her keys from her, you know. So she took the keys from her. About 3 o'clock, my phone rung. So I'm like, oh, my God, no. Oh, my God, no. It was hurricane. Now she's sounding even worse. Mom, tell her to get my keys. I'm grown. That's my car. Da, 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 da. I said, Kiara, I said, what do you want to do? For me to get a phone call and say that you're dead? Or either you're in jail or hell? Which one? You know, well, I'm grown. I'm grown. I said, well, you know what? You're grown. You're right. That's your car. You're right. I said, but don't take my grandson out of the house. Don't. So, I mean, I sit here. I told her, I said, I'm turning off my phone because I don't want to hear it, you know. And I tossed and I turned. I tossed and I turned. Couldn't wait for that morning, you know, later on that morning. So when I did talk to Keturah, she was like, well, you know, she slept in the car. She said because she couldn't get the car started. There was nothing wrong with the car. The car was in drive. She couldn't start it. And I said it wasn't nothing but God that had her. Because if she would have went out there, she would have killed herself. She would have killed herself. Because she was just that intoxicated. You know, and when I got off the phone, I just started praying. Jesus, 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 please protect my baby. You know, protect her from all hurt, harm, and danger. And she called me yesterday, and she was crying again. And she was like, Mom, God kept me. She said, wasn't anything wrong with my car. She said, it was in drive, and she didn't even know it. So, therefore, the car wouldn't even start, you know, and like I told her, you got to stop. The alcohol is not going to make it any better. Trust and believe, I've been there. I've done drugs. I mean, I've been through the storm. And I'm not all the way through it. You know, I'm still going through it. And I want you all to pray for me as I travel Friday to see my family that I haven't seen in about 5 years. I will be attending my sister's third church anniversary next Sunday, and if it's God's will, and I just want you all to keep me, my family, and everybody in prayer. You know, it's just, I don't know, just keep us all in prayer, you know, because I'm going through changes myself. You know, I'm praying about it. I'm trying to be strong about it, you know, but it's a struggle. But I'm going to say prayer for it, and I'm going to keep putting that foot forward, going to church, getting the word, you know. So just keep me and my family and the Jones and Moore family in your prayers, please.
And we will. We will. I knew something was wrong with you on Friday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I knew something. You know, we were, you know, doing the other show and we had events and stuff. And I'm going to get you and Rachel. Because, see, when y'all going through something, yes, I'm putting y'all, you know, on the spotlight real fast. When y'all going through something, y'all don't say nothing. You know, I can go on Facebook and I read, like, little things on Facebook. And I'm like, all right, these my sisters. How come I don't know what's going on? But everyone
this
says, oh, we don't want to bother
show,
you.
Then she called me.
It's
happened
fine.
After the show. Yeah, and I should have called. I should have called.
On Friday, right?
Yeah.
What's today, T?
I know.
I just want to point that out. That's it. That's all I
want to
say.
I mean, because all day yesterday, I just sit here and I mean, I just, and you know, I know crying is not going to help. You know, and it's a lot of things that I'm going through, but, you know, then her to do this, I'm like, you know, my God, you know, what is going on?
Same.
You know, and like Franz Allen say, I just had to get in my little secret closet and I had to turn it over to God. It's all in His hands.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Right. Because we worry about you because, you know, you are alone. You know what I mean? You're alone and we do worry about you. So,
yeah.
You know, a little text saying I'm okay, you know, doesn't hurt at all, you know.
That's true.
And Rachel, I know you're listening, you know, a little text that says I'm okay, you know, that's okay. You know, it doesn't matter what time it is. A text can say I'm okay, I'm all right, you know. I'm reading on Facebook statuses and stuff like that. I'm like, all right, this is my family. These are GQ Palace family members right here. Why am I reading it on Facebook? Like, come on. Look, you know me. I'll sit there, and I had someone call me the other day, like, all right, let's pray. And I prayed right there, and I said, ooh, I felt good. You know, I prayed and went back into work, and I felt great, you know, afterwards. And Rachel, we always talk and everything. So I'm just going to say, you know, we don't pray for everybody. So those of you guys who are requesting prayer, we're going to pray for you. And just always remember that, you know, we're only a phone call away. You know, we're only a phone call away. And we have to always be there for each other. And no matter what, you know, I might be going through, you know, I can still listen. And I'm still willing to communicate with you guys, to, you know, talk to you. And I hope that you guys will do the same. We're going to go to the spiritual leaders for words of encouragement to Sister T.
Sister T, Sister Levine, I want you to give Sister T my phone number.
Okay.
I would like to, if that's okay, I would like to communicate
Thank
and
you.
Pray with you as well. And you're more than welcome to give me a call, but I promise to touch base with you as well. I can get your number from Sister Polite.
That's fine.
But I just want to say that I'm just praying for you and your family. I'm praying for your daughter, especially, that God would just give her strength as she has lost her aunt. And my question is she a Christian? Has your daughter accepted Christ as her Savior?
No.
No. Okay.
No.
So I will be praying that through what she's going through, that she will get to know who Jesus is. Because she's at a place in her life, not only, you know, she have lost a loved one, but she's trying to fill a void that she can't fill. And that's only through Jesus Christ. Jesus is the only one that's able to give her the relief that she needs, first of all. And I'm going to pray that God will give you strength and allow you to be a light and example to your daughter. That God will make you a pillar of strength, someone that she can go to, so that you all can be able to pray together. Because you have committed yourself over unto the Lord, and things and situations will happen. And that's why it's so important that we stay in the Word of God, that we stay prayed up, and that we surround ourselves and link up and hook up the people with the mind of Christ. And as Sister Polite was saying, you know, and I'm grateful for her because she wants to keep in contact with you. And other believers, when they want to keep in contact with you, that means a lot because you're able to talk to them. You're able to gain strength through your situation. You're able to pray together, and that's what you need right now are people of God who are striving to live holy, who can help you
through the journey and through the process. I know when I was a babe in Christ, you know, it meant so much for me to have a mentor. I have somebody in my life who would give me strength because I was going through stuff I wasn't understanding, and I was just going through. But once you link up to somebody that has your best interest at heart to give you strength, because you're not just going through this stuff, you're just going through it. You got to go through different things. We got to go through the process to be what God wants us to be so that we can be able to help somebody else. So I am praying that God will just give you strength, even with your daughter, that God will give you wisdom, knowledge, and understanding to be able to minister to your daughter. And I'll be praying for your daughter that she will come to the knowledge of Jesus Christ, that she will get to know Jesus in a real personal way, because only God can be able to help her during this time, especially with her aunt passing. And then when you made the statement that she said that everybody, she said, is leaving her. So we're praying that God would just open up her heart and mind and help her to realize that she's not forgotten, that Jesus loves her, that there is a purpose for her living here, being on this earth, and that God has so much in store. But I will be praying for you as well as you travel to be with your family. May God just mend hearts back together in Christian love. May God just, may it be a wonderful fellowship and reunion for both of you. But Sister for Light, please give her my number, and please give me her number after the show as well, so that we can be able to communicate and be able to pray for one another.
Yes, I will. And I'll also give you Rachel's as well.
Okay, please do.
Minister Weathersby, I think you have their numbers, right?
Pardon me?
You have T's number and Rachel's number?
Don't know if I have it.
Okay, I'm going to be sending you that information as well, okay?
Okay.
All right. I'm going to ask, actually, if anyone has any remarks that they want to say before we end in prayer. We do have another show that's going to be starting after we end in prayer and go to a song. But if anyone has any remarks, you know, please just give your information out so they can contact you. If there's an event that you have going on, I know Minister Weathersby, he's on his second book, Minister Arthur Weathersby. He has two books out right now. I know Wordplay, I'm hoping Faith Walker, are you still there?
Yes, I'm still here.
All right, if you want to give the information for Wordplay too, also, you can do that at this time.
Okay, you can definitely contact, I know Evangelist Williams on the line. She does a lot of work on, you can just basically contact her on the Almega Waters page. You can also contact her. She has a personal page.
Sorry, I had a little moment there. So that's who all Almega Waters is?
Yeah, Almega Waters, Evangelist Williams, she runs those pages and stuff like that.
Okay. Well, nice to meet you. I was talking to her on Facebook today.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
I'm sorry. Give the information out again. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's Enterprisement Media Group at hushmail.com for emails. And so, you know, the Wordplay 2 book is out. And so you can just, you know, you read it and you be blessed. You know, you need a copy, just contact us, amen. And we also have our prayer line, The Mantle of God. We start at 9 o'clock, and then the number is 218-548-3460, and the passcode is 7777. And that'll be tomorrow night at 9 o'clock. I know Pastor Hill will be on there, Pastor Shula, and I know Evangelist Williams will be on there, a lot of other brothers and sisters in Christ. So if y'all feel led by the Lord to join us, y'all more than welcome, in Jesus' name.
All right. I'll be on there with you tomorrow. Amen.
Yes.
Minister Weathersby, you there?
Yes, I am.
Come on, Minister Weathersby.
Amen. Oh, you want me to talk about the book?
Yeah, I want you to give the information out for the book.
All right. Amen. Well, you can get both of the books. Unless God Builds the House, which is dealing with relationships, primarily focusing on marriage. And the second book, Check the DNA, What Happened to We Are Family, deals with family relations, relationships, and they're all based upon the Word of God. And you can find them on my through my publisher, ZulonPress.com, Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble. Both of those have e-books and Books a Million, and GoogleBooks.com.
Amen. All right. I'm going to go to Minister Cheryl Miller to end in prayer for us this evening. But before we do that, I just want to thank everyone for calling in and joining us this evening. Thank you, callers. Thank you, listeners. I just thank everyone for just joining us. It was a wonderful show, and the spirit was definitely here. The words of encouragement was just so powerful, and I want you guys to have a blessed and safe week, and I look forward to speaking to Mr. Faith Walker and Pastor Hall and Evangelist William tomorrow when I call in right now, because I'll be calling in tomorrow. So if someone could just send me the number via Facebook, I'll call in definitely tomorrow. And I just wanted to thank everybody for joining us. It was great. We do have another show coming up. It's called Messenger of Light with Mr. Eric Bendros, and that's going to be on from 9 to 10. I'm going to go to Minister Cheryl Miller to end in prayer for us this evening, please.
Amen. Let us pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, we're just truly grateful, God, for your goodness, your kindness, your tender mercies. God, we're truly grateful for your great love, for the many blessings that you continue to bestow upon us. We thank you for how you look beyond all of our faults and you see our needs. God, we just thank you for this time and this opportunity just to lift your name up, because, God, truly you deserve all glory, honor, and praise. I just pray, oh God, for all of those, Father God, who have called in, Lord. You know what they stand in the need of, Father God. You know what's going on in their life right now, Father God. We know, God, that you're more than able, oh God, to turn their situation around if they just continue to lean and depend on you, Father God. Father, I just lift them up right now in the name of Jesus and just pray, Father God, that you will just make yourself real and personal to them, Father God, as only you know how, Father God. God, we pray, Father God, even for Sister Rachel, Father God, we just pray, oh God, that you would just continue to bless her, encourage her, strengthen her, have your way in her life, Father God. We pray, oh God, that you would continue to create in her a clean heart and renew the right spirit within her, that she, oh God, may worship you, oh God, in spirit and in truth, Father God, so that you, oh God, can do a work in her as only you can. And Father God, we even pray for Sister T, dear God, you know what she's going through, God, but we pray that she will continue to hold on to your unchanging hand. Father God, we pray, oh God, that you will help her to understand, oh God, that all things work together for the good of them that love you, oh God, according to your purpose. And sometimes you don't understand, God, what we go through, oh God. Help her to understand, oh God, that you're allowing things to happen, oh God, so that she may draw closer to you. You said in your word that if we draw nigh to you, that you would draw nigh to us. So, Father, I pray in Jesus' name that you would just allow her to wholeheartedly lean and depend on you, oh God, that she will put you first, that you will just give her a hunger and a thirst just to continue to seek your face, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we just pray, dear God, for all of those, oh God, on the line, even the special guests. We pray that you will continue to bless them like never before, continue to use them for your service, continue to use them for your glory, Father. We pray, Father God, for every minister, every leader, Lord, not just on this radio station, but those everywhere that are lifting up your name, Father. We just pray, Father God, that you will bless us and help us, Lord, humble us, oh God. Help us to realize it's not about us, Father God, but it's all about you, dear God. It's all about us being that light, being that example for you. God, I pray for Minister Weathersby. We pray in Jesus' name that you would just continue to use him for your service and glory. We pray, Father God, that you would just continue to have your way, continue to open up doors, continue to make ways, oh God. This largest territory, may it be a season of restoration, a season, Father God, of increase and prosperity in you, dear God, as he continues to seek you and desire to do your work. God, we pray, oh God, for even Sister Lavina Polite. We pray, dear God, in the name of Jesus, that, Father, you just continue to have your way in her life. Continue to make her and mold her, God, into the woman of God that you ordained for her to be, Father God. We pray that doors will continue to open for her, God, as she desires to do your will, God. We just ask you, oh God, just to work out every situation and every circumstance that she's going through, Father. I pray, Father God, that you would just continue to lead God and direct her, dear God, in the way that she should go. And we even pray for her fiancé as well. We pray for Brother Rich. We pray, dear God, that you continue to touch his body, continue to touch him from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet. We pray in the name of Jesus that you would just have your way in his life. I pray that even all that he's experienced, even all that he's gone through, I pray and we believe that you, God, will get all glory, honor, and praise. And, God, we just thank you, oh God, for this time and opportunity just to say thank you because, God, you've been good to us. We thank you because you blessed us this past weekend, God. We thank you, dear God, that you've just been good to us, God. You, over and over, you just constantly blessing us, constantly making ways, constantly opening up doors. And, God, for this we are grateful. So, God, as we embark on a brand new week, God, we have no idea, God, we have no clue, Father, as to what this week is going to hold. But we pray in the name of Jesus that you will order our steps. We pray, Father, in Jesus' name, that you will give us the mind, dear God, to want to put you first. Order our steps today. Order our steps tomorrow. Order our steps this week. But allow us to put you first, oh God. Allow us to ask you for direction and strength so that you, oh God, can have your way in us and through us. God, again, we thank you just for all that you have done and continue to do. We pray that you would continue to bless GQ radio station. We pray, Father God, that you would just be glorified through this and people would get to know you, Father God, and will experience you like never before. It's in Jesus' name that we pray, and we thank you for all things. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Have a blessed week, everyone.
You too. God bless.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Age to age we stand.
God. Glory be to God. Indeed, we serve a mighty, great God. And welcome to GQ Palace's another powerful edition of Messenger of Light. And I'm your host, Eric Bendross. Here is where we lead souls to Christ. And tonight's topic of discussion, we have a wonderful program planned for you tonight. Tonight's topic of discussion is chasing my own desires when I know I should be chasing after the Lord. All right, all right. So what we're going to do is, right now, we're going to start off in prayer. Dear gracious and eternal Father, Lord, how we love you, how we thank you for another blessed day, another opportunity to bring forth your word, Lord. Lord, show us your glory, Lord. Show us your power through this radio program right here, Lord. Allow us to reach those, Lord God, that are hurting right now. Lord, allow us to reach those that are in need of your Holy Spirit, Lord. Lord, I ask that this radio program tonight be a blessing to those that need it, Lord, and edification to those that just happen to be listening in. In the mighty name of Jesus, I ask you to bless this program right now, Lord, to reach those that it needs to reach, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, for another opportunity. I thank you for GQ Palace. I thank you for our CEO. Bless him, Lord, Rich Money. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. All right. I do understand we already have... Praise God, praise God. I understand we already do have callers waiting on the line. I do need to remind everybody of the number to dial in. Those of you that are listening on your PC that would like to call in and chime in on the subject matter, 646-200-3838. Press 1 to be put in queue to speak with the host. That would be me. All right, so... what I'd like to do before we get started, actually, I'm going to give the students of life who are listening a heads up. Please get your pads out, get your pen and pencil, and your Bible. We're primarily going to be coming from the NLT, but we'll also do some work in the King James. Also, now, I'm much like my pastor, and we had a great time. The debut of Messenger of Light, we had Pastor Nathaniel Sweeting Sr. of Faith Bridge Fellowship on with us discussing a submitted heart unto God. And actually, we're going to take that even further, like I said, with this topic of discussion tonight. So, like I was saying, much like my pastor, I don't believe in spending a great deal of time with the thou shall nots, you know. A lot of times we beat people over the head with what not to do, but what about what we should be doing? The grace and mercy, the self-sacrifice, loving kindness, things of that nature. However, we do need to spend some time because there is such thing as loving correction. There's a place for that, especially when you're talking about chasing your own desires and things of that nature. So what I'm going to do now is lay some groundwork. Let's go to the book of Romans, and I'm going to move pretty quickly because I'm not sure if we're going to be able to cover everything on tonight's program, but that's all right. God willing, we'll have another Sunday to further discuss this issue. All right, so what I want you guys to do is go to Romans chapter 7, and we're going to start, we'll pick up in 14, but I need to read a little bit ahead. All right, so I'm going to start at Romans 7 and 7. Well, then, I am suggesting that the law of God is sinful. Of course not. In fact, it was the law that showed me my sin. I would never have known that coveting is wrong if the law had not said you must not covet. But sin used this command to arouse all kinds of covetous desires within me. If there were no law, sin would not have that power. At one time I lived without understanding the law. But when I learned the command not to covet, for instance, the power of sin came to life, and I died. So I discovered that the law's commands, which were supposed to bring life, brought spiritual death instead. Sin took advantage of those commands and deceived me. It used the commands to kill me. But still, the law itself is holy, and its commands are holy and right and good. But how can that be? Did the law, which is good, cause my death? Of course not. Sin used what was good to bring about my condemnation to death. But we can see how terrible sin really is. It uses God's good commands for its own evil purposes. And this is where I want to get with, because a lot of us don't understand why it is so hard to do good, to do right. You know, chasing your own desires when you know good and well you're not supposed to be in that abusive relationship, but still we stay. When you have a lot of material things and there's still that emptiness, you're chasing after, you know, there's greed in play here. So we move on further, struggling with sin. So the trouble is not with the law, for it is spiritual and good. The trouble is with me, for I am all too human, a slave to sin. I don't really understand myself for what I want to do, what is right, but I don't do it. Instead, I do what I hate. But if I know that what I am doing is wrong, it shows that I agree that the law is good. So I'm not the one doing wrong. It is sin living in me that does it. And I know that nothing good lives in me. That is my in my sinful nature. I want to do what is right, but I can't. I want to do what is good, but I don't. I don't want to do what is wrong, but I do it anyway. But if I do what I don't want to do, I'm not really the one doing wrong. It is sin living in me that does it. I have discovered this principle of life that when I want to do what is right, I inevitably do what is wrong. I love God's law with all my heart. There is another power within me that is at war with my mind. This power makes me a slave to the sin that is still within me. Oh, what a miserable person I am. Who will free me from this life that is dominated by sin and death? Thank God. The answer is in Jesus Christ our Lord. So you see how it is? In my mind, I really want to obey God's law. But because of my sinful nature, I am a slave to sin. And yet again, thank God for Jesus Christ. For God's grace and mercy, Jesus was sent to pay it all, paid in full. And so what Paul was talking about here is not a license to sin. And now I actually I want to go to, I believe our first caller is Latrika. Amen.
I'm here. Can you hear me?
You're here? Okay. So we have lost you there.
No, I'm here.
How are you doing tonight?
I'm great. Blessed the Lord. How are you doing?
I am blessed and highly favored. So I wanted to lay some groundwork, like I said, getting an understanding of why it is so hard for us, you know, chasing our own desires when we know good and well we should be going after the Lord. And I wanted to go ahead and get your opinion, your thoughts at this point.
Okay, well, first of all, some people try to earn their way to God by keeping a set of rules, you know, like obeying the Ten Commandments, attending church faithfully, or doing good deeds. But all they earn is, you know, all they earn for their effort is frustration and discouragement, right?
Right.
Well, however, because of Christ's sacrifice, the way to God is already open, and we can become his children simply by putting our faith in him.
Indeed.
No longer trying to reach God by keeping the rules. And one thing I have to say about chasing your own desires is we want to have a tendency to blind out or deafen our ears to what God has already told us not to do.
Right.
And it's easy to say, okay, I'm not listening to you right now, God, because I'm going to go ahead and try to do this, because in our own minds, we think we can make something happen. That's the biggest thing right there. And when we find out, when we find out we can't make anything happen, and we wake up to that reality, then we back down on our knees, talking to God, okay, Lord, I can't handle what's going on. You need to remove this from me. But when we no longer keep trying to reach God by keeping rules, then we can become more and more like Jesus as we live for him day by day. So we have to continue to stay focused on what God wants us to do and what he wants for us, not what we want for ourselves. That makes
the biggest
sense to me. Okay? That's it.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Now, I also understand we also have T and Minister Weathersby still with us. Are you guys there?
Amen.
Amen. Now, I want to go to you guys as well to get your take on this.
Go ahead, Sister T. Is she there?
I think Sister T is not with us. So you want to go ahead, Minister Weathersby?
All right. Well, you know, the reason why it's a problem for us and why we pursue those things of our own desires is because that's our nature. That's our nature, is to do those things that are pleasing to self. We're selfish by nature, and we're only concerned about things that please us. It's contrary for our nature to do something selfless, and which is what God is all about, being in a relationship with God. You have to be selfless, and that's why Paul had that problem with that war that was going on in his members, amen, because it's a struggle. It's a daily struggle. That the believer has to wrestle with continually, because you're wrestling with yourself. It's not anybody else. It's not the devil. It's just our nature is focused on doing things that please itself. That's why we have the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes. We like to do things that please us.
Indeed. So I want to identify some behavior, you know, and to really help the individual that actually doesn't realize what they're doing, you know. And I think these questions will actually provoke that. First of all, I want to say something or something other than God, the center or the focus of your life, you know. These are questions we should all ask ourselves, you know. How much time do we truly devote to the Lord and the things of the Lord, you know? And that'll help us determine, you know, it's like a self-evaluation, a gauge, you know? I'm curious to know, are there any personal experiences with this retreat? Or would you like to share any personal experiences?
Of chasing your own desires. Yeah, I can do that. I know of a situation that's, you know, I can just say I was involved in myself. Back before I turned my life over to Christ, you know, everybody has their walk with God, and they come into their walk with God at a certain time, but there comes a time when some people are really called by God, and they ignore it, and I was one of them at that time. And God was telling me and giving me all kinds of signs that this situation I was trying to involve myself in was not what he wanted for me, but I kept ignoring him and saying, you know what, Lord, I'm going to do this regardless of what you say. I'm going to do this because I know this is what I want. And he said, okay, well, check this out. Just go ahead and you do that. And when it's all said and done, I'll be over here waiting for you. But don't forget about the pain that you about to experience because you didn't listen to me. And I heard him say that, but I ignored him. And I went through it. And that pain that he was talking about, it lasted 13 years because I didn't listen. And when it's all said and done, he brought me to my knees, and I listened very carefully then. But look how much time I wasted had I not chased my own desires. It didn't turn out my way, so what was the point? I should have listened, and I wouldn't have faced none of that pain. But you can't go cry over spilled milk. You have to learn from them experiences and apply them to the future. Don't do it again kind of attitude, you know, and start chasing God, because when you chase him, everything comes out. He wants you to have his best. So, but that's where the scripture comes in, Psalm 37:7 says, rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him to act, because when you wait patiently for him to act, he's going to give you his best. That means everything you've been praying for, everything in your heart's desire, that's where he's going to answer that, but he wants to make sure you're going to pay him attention first. Seek the kingdom of God above all that, right? Okay? So that's it. Amen.
Amen. Amen. You were right on it there. So, I mean, you had this 13 years, and actually you touched on something I was going to get to next, the consequences.
Mm-hmm.
And I must say that there are no pros when it comes to chasing our own desires, but there's an abundance of cons, you know. So
yeah.
I wanted to go over some of the consequences, which, and then I'll let you all actually add to this, depression. Disappointment.
Okay.
Are you on the game?
I think we got. No, I'm on a radio program.
That one there?
Oh yeah, that's on NBA TV.
Oh.
Yeah, we got some of the consequences that I was saying were depression, disappointment, illness, heartbreak, and heartache. No peace, no rest. That feeling of heaviness, being burdened down, you know. Missing out on your promise, coming to an undesirable end, temporary happiness at its best, but lasting misery. Minister Weathersby, I'd like to go to you.
Yes, sir.
Are you still there with us?
Yes, I am.
Dear brother, I'd like to go to you with, you know, what are some of the consequences of chasing our own desires?
The main consequence is that we're not going to be pleasing God. Because when we chase after our own desires, that means that we're mindful of the things that pertain to ourselves and not of God. So that's the main consequence. You know, we're not focused where we should be focused. And again, I love Proverbs 3:5-6, which tells us what we should do. Which is trust in the Lord with all our heart and lean not to our own understanding, and all our ways acknowledge him and he'll direct our path. And then also Matthew 6:33 says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things will be added unto you.
Indeed.
So if we want to please God, we have to deny self. We cannot be focused on just thinking about what I need to do that's going to satisfy and gratify me.
Indeed. And again, I just want to remind everyone, if you're on the line, 646-200-3838, go ahead and press 1, and we'll put you on the line. So I thank you, Minister Weathersby, for that. As a matter of fact, that's one of my favorite scriptures.
Amen.
You know that, right?
Can I add on to that, Terry?
Absolutely, please.
Okay, another thing I meant to say earlier is one thing we have to do is beware of demanding our own way with God, because eventually we may get it. Even though he don't really want us to have it, he like, okay, I'm going to give it to you anyway, but it does come with painful consequences. That is something that a lot of us fail to see. And I'm speaking from experience. I have to make sure that I put that out there to people understand. Don't demand your own way. If you can help me with God, it's going to be painful. But if you wait on him, he's going to give you his best at all costs. And that's basically what we need to do. And that's why he said, you know, delight yourself in the Lord. It said in Psalm 37:4, delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you your heart's desires. He didn't say delight yourself in that relationship, delight yourself in that car, delight yourself in your job. He didn't say that. He said delight yourself in the Lord. And if we stop delighting ourselves in the Lord, then we are chasing our own desires, because we put him on the side, and we all know God is a jealous God. He wants to be put first in all we do.
Amen. And just to add on that, Psalms 84:11 says he won't withhold no good thing for them that walk uprightly. So again, that's all about seeking after God and living your life according to the way he would have you to live. And then whatever it is that's a good thing for us, God will provide it. He's our provider. He's Jehovah Jireh.
Amen.
Oh my goodness. Minister Weathersby, I guess
yes,
you really don't want to call tonight because I had that written down right here, 8411. That was my
That's the Holy Ghost, sir. He has a way of connecting us up.
Yes, he does.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And we also have to remember in his word that, you know, Jesus told us, love the Lord thy God with all your heart, with all all your soul, all your strength, you know, and getting after him. Because, you know, the Bible talks about David being a man after God's own heart. You know, we should not allow guilt. It's a device of the devil. You know, things we've done to separate us from the love of God, to hold us back from going after him wholeheartedly. You know, so that's also another goal of this program tonight. Those of you that are just like, you know, well, I'm going to get it right. You know, tomorrow's not promised. You know, we need to come to the feet of the Lord. And that's what I had to do. I'll talk about my personal experience. And it just so happens it's about a relationship as well that I was going after my own desires, putting someone else, making someone else my God, when I should have been putting Jesus in that place all the same time. You know what I mean? I would try to throw Jesus in where I could fit him in, and it just don't work like that. You know, not that what I was going after, and I've written articles on this. I have a testimony that's on my hub pages. Not that what I was going after was wrong in and of itself, but when I desired more to be pleasing to this individual than to be pleasing to God, then now that's when we have problems, you know. And you can sabotage anything when you do that. Anything good will be spoiled when you start to put, because as my pastor says, it's not so much the promise or the blessing, because that's certain, but it's the going through. So don't put the things that God is going to give you ahead of him, you know. You don't do that, because in your going through, you're going to build a closer relationship with the Master, and he's going to reveal things to you. He's going to enrich your life. And, you know, I want to go to Latrifa again on that. Well, you know, what changes have you seen? Because obviously that relationship came to an end. What happened? We're going to go to now. What happened when you stopped chasing your own desires and started seeking after the Lord?
We don't have that kind of time, but okay. really, I'll put it to you this way, just to sum it up, and as we say, layman's terms, everything started changing. And I mean, I started being looked at differently, talked to differently. I was looked upon even more less than I was already looked upon in the first place by the situation I was in, the person I'm talking about, and because I decided to start standing up for something other than him. And that was God. And he didn't want me to do that because he called himself, in his own mind, my leader. So, in a sense, he was my God in his mind, you know. And when you put something before God, it is an idol. People don't want to believe that, but that's the truth, okay? So, it's almost like I was in a situation where I could say I gave the man more focus than I gave God. So, yes, I was worshiping an idol in a sense. And people want to put down the Israelites, but we do the same thing. How can we put somebody else down if we did the exact same thing? So what happened was I woke up to what was really before me, and I found out that you up here chasing something that you in all by yourself. So if you're going to chase somebody who's going to love you back. You know God loves you back. You can't go wrong with that. He's never going to deceive you, put you down, make you feel bad. He feeds you. He puts a roof over your head. He gives you a car to drive. He gives you all these things, and we treat him like he's nothing, you know. And when I woke up to that, that's when it was like, okay, Lord, I can't do this no more, because if I do, I'm going to end up being nothing, and I can't live like that. Otherwise, that pushes a person, sometimes it can push you into deep depression, and some people go over the edge and commit suicide behind situations like that. But I couldn't see that happening to me, so the only place I could go was where God led me, and I was right to him.
Amen. I believe you're speaking of a state of what I call, I know you call it providence. I call it brokenness. And
you call it what?
It's better to be brokenness. It's better to be broken by God than by the devil, because the devil would take you out somewhere and leave you. But see,
yes,
God, as you said earlier, will permit certain things, you know. Hey, you keep pressing and pressing forward on this path. Hey, you know, I've given you choice. So you keep doing your thing. And that's what was happening to me. He said, when you're ready for me, I'm over here. You know?
Exactly.
But I got tired of the hurt. I got tired of the downtroddenness. I was broken. And I cried out to the Lord in the most sincerest prayer of my life. And don't you know, instead of, because, you know, our thing as human beings is this fleshly thing, and this pastor says is that get back. You know, God didn't say to me, look at you. I'm just, you know, and I'm just going to just hammer you with this chastisement. No, he was loving me. He wrapped me up in his arms, and I felt comforted. And it was like the blinders, everything just, it was this weight lifted off of me, and I started going after him. Things started to change. You know, if I was still chasing my own desires, we wouldn't be on this radio program right now.
Amen.
I tell you that much. You know,
amen.
We are blessed. That's another thing. We place ourselves in a position, I have this in my notes, to receive the blessing by being obedient. All right? And submission to his command makes you, that's one of the traits of God.
Yes, it is.
You know? And actually, the opposite of obedience is disobedience. It is the lack of faith, I'm sorry. It's not disobedience, it's a lack of faith. When you disobey God, you show that you lack faith. So all that time, really what I was doing, I was showing him that I lacked faith. I was settling for what wasn't his best, what he did not have for me. You know, I was going after my own desires. So now what I want to do is go ahead and take a break. We're going to go to a song and go ahead and bless our ears right now.
All right.
And,
okay.
All right.
Go by, and I realize it had not been for the Lord who was on.
want you to think about it for a moment. It could have been me. It should have been me. It would have been me. If it wasn't for the blood, it could have been me. It should have been me.
Brought a thought to mind about blessed and highly favored. The greatest pursuit that we can have is the relationship with Jesus Christ. And the Bible says he rewards those who diligently seek after him. And you know, our problem is that we want to compartmentalize God and treat him like a genie in the bottle. Pull him out, you know, and look for special favors. But I'm telling you, that's not how you're blessed and highly favored of God. Because, you know, some of us got the wrong impression when we think that he going to open up the windows of heaven and pour us out blessings we won't have room enough to be able to receive. That comes from diligently seeking after him and having a mindset of kingdom mind as opposed to self-minded.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You actually touching on what I'm so glad you brought that up, because that's what I'm saying about folks wanting to make this change. Okay, I want this new car. Oh, no. That can't be the motivation. And that's exactly the point, that the things, yes, Matthew 6:33 says, if you seek him and his righteousness, that all these things will be added unto you. Yes, it will be automatic. But see, like Pastor says, you got to turn your back to the promise. You got to roll. You got to not worry about what's going to be added unto you. Worry about serving the Master and doing the things of God, you know, doing the things of Christ. The things that he wouldn't worry about, what new watch he was going to get, you know, what new jewelry or item or possession that he was going to get. No, he was concerned about how can I serve my fellow man? How can I? He washed his disciples' feet. You know, he took the position of a servant leader. You know, you lead by example. You know, you loving kindness, forgiveness, self sacrifice. So now, actually, Minister Weddesby, I want to ask you for that brother or sister that has had that moment of providence, that brokenness, and they already now, where do they start? If they were coming to you asking you that, well, where do I start, Minister?
Well, it comes to a sincere desire to want to have a relationship with the Lord. So it's going to require that we have to give up some things, and amen, to gain. You're going to have to, less of your time doing some things that you just like to do and spend time with the Lord, seeking Him through His Word, and prayer, and even in fasting. Amen. It's all about that sincere desire to have a relationship with God, and again, realizing and being sincere and honest with yourself, and recognizing that, you know what, things about me and the things that that are part of my nature, that thing has it. They have to die. I have to give that up in order for me to get to where I need to be with the Lord and to allow Him to do what He can do for me. Because when you pursue after those things that are of the world, the Bible lets you know that those things are temporal. But when you seek after the things of God, I mean, you can't put a price on peace and happiness and joy. Especially joy when we're talking about when you're going through something and you're having some devastating situations and trials and circumstances that are besetting you, but because of the relationship that you have with God, He gives you that peace that surpasses all understanding, that cannot be taken away from you, because the world ain't giving it to you. The joy and the peace, the world ain't giving it to you. The world will give you a peace, but they'll take it right back.
Amen. That's right.
So I think that's what I would encourage someone that has come to that period of brokenness. And now is the time, because that's what God does. Unlike the devil, and I thank God for you using that distinction, because God, when we're broken and we go through a period of brokenness, because those whom He loves, He will chastise, amen, He builds us up. The devil, on the other hand, ain't trying to build you up. That's not his goal. He comes to steal, kill, and destroy, and He's walking to and fro on the earth seeking whom He may devour. He ain't trying to build you up. He's not trying to lift you up. He wants to keep you down. He wants to keep you in a depressed mode, a subjugated state. Matter of fact, He wants you in one or two positions, either standing still or going backwards. He don't want you going forward, because that'll take you to Christ.
Amen.
My Lord. Amen. Amen. Mm-hmm. And I want to go to some scripture to actually piggyback on that. Isaiah 26 and 3. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth thee. So if you seek after God and you keep your mind stayed on Him, even during those storms and trials, He'll keep you in perfect peace. And then, you know, Sister Latrice spoke earlier about waiting on the Lord. Isaiah 40:31, they that waited upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk, not faint. So it's all there. Increase your knowledge. Increase your wisdom, you know, and you'll learn what you need to know in order to start on this journey with God, with this walk, getting closer to Him, and then you can write it on your heart. You know, that's what we really need to do, our will, our volition, what drives us, our passion, you know. And actually, I want to go back to, first before I do that, let me give the number out again, 646-200-3838. And for those that are on the line, definitely if you want to chime in on the topic of discussion, press 1. So now, amen. And I want to go back to Latrice again, that same question I asked Mr. Weathersby. What advice would you give at this point, I guess, a baby Christian? You know?
First of all, the first advice I would give is, a person has to sit down and do as the scriptures say in 2 Corinthians 13:5, examine yourself and test yourself exactly to find out where you are, okay? Because dissatisfaction comes when our attention shifts from what we have to what we don't have. That's where it starts, okay? And we have to know that we should not allow our unfulfilled desire to cause us to forget God's gift of life and all the other things that he does give us. So basically, what I would say is, in order to get over that brokenness, you have to shut down for a time and maybe remove people and things around you that are causing you to continue to go backwards. That's the first thing I say. Once you get that peace with God from and asking him to help you remove, because you can't do it yourself. You have to ask him to help you remove, because Satan uses the weaknesses to keep bringing those same people back in your life. And they try to test you at different times just to get you. And it ain't even like they really want you around. They just do it because they're being used by Satan to keep you down. Okay? So my advice to that is pray to ask God to help you to remove anything or anyone that is trying to get you to go back and stay in that field of being broken when God don't want us to sit there. And then we should fix our thoughts of God. Wow, this is a great beating back, I'm sorry. Fix our thoughts on God, and then we can know we have perfect peace when we do that. Then as we focus our mind on God and his word, we become more steady and stable with ourselves, too. You know, then that way you can see the blessings that God wants to bestow upon you.
Amen.
People know God wants to bless them. We all do. We know what we need to do to receive that blessing. But we don't want to do our part, but we want God to do his. And that's not fair to him. So we have to fix our minds on God and continue to ask him to lead, God, and direct, especially in the position when you're in a broken position. That's where you're most vulnerable for everything and for Satan to attack. But people need to remember one thing. Satan does have to ask God, can he mess with you? He can't do it when
he's
trying.
That's
so once God say, yeah, you can go ahead, but you can't touch this person this way, then know that you're being attacked and know how to fight back and use God's word to do it. That's the only advice I can give. Amen.
Amen. I thank you both for that, for your opinions and just coming from the word, coming with the truth. And I actually want to get some closing remarks from you, Minister Weatherby.
Amen. Well, we just thank God and know that it's all about the relationship with him that allow us to seek the things of God. Because, again, on our own, we're not going to do that. We have to give ourselves over to him. We have to surrender and submit unto the will of God in order to seek the things of God and keep him first, knowing that, again, you know, like David declared in Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd and I shall not want, which means that you don't have everything that you want, but you ain't lacking nothing. Amen, because God, he supplies all of our needs. And all we have to do is just continue to seek after him diligently. Don't allow the distractions and things of the world to deter us. And that may be, you know, family and friends. You know, the Bible also tells us that we got to set aside every sin and weight that so easily beset us. And weight can be some folk. Amen. So we just have to just to continue to seek after God with our whole heart. And he's a promise keeper. He's a keeper of his promises. He will reward us, and he will bring us to that place that he wants us to be in him.
Indeed. Praise God. Thank you for that. And I just want to share with our listeners, we do have a group on Facebook. It's called Tributes to My Reason for Living. This program, the purpose of that group is to win souls to Christ, unite souls to Christ, and provide spiritual nourishment to the body of Christ. So we definitely want to alert everyone to that. And also I want to share, you know, as many of you know, I'm an inspirational writer. And Minister Weatherby, he's also a writer as well, an author. But, yes, I definitely give honor to God and thank the Holy Spirit for it. It's very pleasing to me to be a vessel. And I have a number of articles. You can go on ericbendross.hubpages.com. You also may go to ericbendross.com to get that link, where you can find a number of inspirational articles for your reading edification. Now, did anyone have anything else as far as what they're doing? I know Minister Weathersby, you released another book. I would like to share with that.
Oh, well, praise God. We just have a couple of books out there, two books actually, on relationship building. The first one is on relationship building, but it focuses on marriage, and it's titled Unless God Builds the House, which comes also from Psalms 127:1a. Unless the Lord builds the house, they that build it labor in vain. And then the second book is on the family relationship, and that's titled Check the DNA, What Happened to We Are Family. And I thank God for both of those, because in those, the Lord allowed me to show, and through utilizing of scriptures, that our relationships with one another in those two disciplines, they must be where they need to be in order for us to do what we say we're doing in a relationship with God. Because if you're not doing right in your marriages or your family, you're not doing it right with the Lord. And those books can be found on ZulonPress.com, Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, Books a Million, and Googlebooks.com.
Indeed, praise God, and we definitely wish you well with that, Minister Weathersby. That is a blessing to us. So right now, what I want to do is just go ahead and close out in prayer, and you have been listening to another edition of Messenger of Light, where we are charged with the mission of leading souls to Christ. Please share with all your friends and family. You know, we definitely want to grow our listenership. I may make up a word. So let us go now.
All right, sir.
Dear gracious and eternal Father, Lord, we thank you, Lord. We bless your name, Father. Lord, we come humbly before you, thanking you for this radio program, GC Palace Radio. Sister Lavina Polite, Lord, we thank you for her. We thank you for Rich Money, Lord. We thank you for Minister Weathersby, Latrika, and all the listeners and all our Christian brothers and sisters around the world.
Amen.
Lord, I pray a special prayer to bind Satan and any of his devices so that they cannot penetrate this body of Christ, Lord. I ask that I lift us all up to you, Lord, in this week coming in, this work week, whatever you would have us do, that we do it uninhibited, Lord. I ask you to bind Satan and all his demons. I rebuke them in the name of Jesus, Lord. I ask that you will continually give us the opportunity to edify the body of Christ, Lord. Lift us up to glorify your name in the earth, Lord. I call this done in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Good night, everybody.
Good night. God bless you, sir. Good night.
Good night. God bless you.
Love.
like an author's purchase for his pen. Like a treasure hunter searches for his gem. Like a fallen soldier searches for his men.